is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 2-1 Strathaven Panthers and the 3-0 Springfield Cougars.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover. Terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there. Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
For years, from the mid-90s through the early 2000s and well into, well, all the way to 2010, the Strathaven Panthers owned the Central League, owned District 1 at their 3A classification. But over the last 5 years, a new group in town, they've since moved to everybody's, well, almost everybody's changed classifications. And in the Central League in particular, over the last 2 years, now at a 5A class level. But the Springfield Cougars, since 2012, have been climbing. And now two of the last three seasons climbed to the very top of the Central League. Last year, a co-champ with two others. But going back to 2014, 12-1 at 6-5 in 2015, and 11-2 last year. And now, for a talented senior class looking to make it 3 years out of four atop the Central League, they have their hands full tonight with the visiting Strathaven Panthers coming in at 2-1 and visiting here on Leamy Avenue in Springfield. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Thrilled to be back here. Always treated well, and have a good time here at Springfield High School. But the Panthers will have their hands full tonight, hoping they have a little more fun than the first three opponents of the Cougars, right, as Springfield 3-0, as expected, a very, very stingy defense, allowing just one touchdown to each of their first three opponents, Glen Mills, Conestoga, and Upper Darby, and doing just a little bit of everything on offense as well, at a very, very balanced Springfield attack, and a terrific front seven, returning most of that front seven last year that led them to the Central League title and the District 1 final before falling to Academy Park. So Chris Britton has got the Cougars ready to go, and Coach Kevin Clancy, the winningest coach in Delaware County history, hoping his Panthers can hold down the fort and look for their second road win, their third road win of the season, the first 4 weeks on the road for the Panthers before we finally get home to Wallingford 7 days from now. Mike Mayer joins as always, and Mike, this will be interesting tonight. The Panthers, we were talking about, how are they going to score points? How are they going to move the football against a defense that is very strong up front? They're down, the down four for Springfield are fantastic, and the speed sideline to sideline from their linebackers is just fantastic. So the Panthers will have to mix it up a little bit, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a 50-yard line article, and you know, that really sums up my opinions, which is essentially if Coach Clancy comes in here playing smash-mouth wing tee football, you know, running up the gut and you know, three yards in a plume of smoke or dust, that, you know, we're going to be three and out all night long. I mean, that's just not going to work against this team. This team is too good, too physical, and this is probably as good an example of why smash mouth football only works if you're the bigger, faster, better team. In this case, certainly on paper, Springfield is that team. So what's Haven to do? Haven's got some good speed. They have a good quarterback who's got a decent arm. They're going to have to mix it up, because I'll tell you, Springfield's going to come in here and say, look, we know what the Panthers do. We're going to just put 10 men in the box and challenge them. And you know what? There won't be a challenge. Haven will not be able to take 10 men in the box in this particular case. They're outnumbered under the best of circumstances, and in this case, they're outnumbered by an outstanding defense. So what Haven's going to have to do is hopefully that during the week they've picked up a couple of different looks. They're going to do a couple of different formations, something Springfield hasn't seen before. and they'll throw the ball when least expected. And I would not see, I would hope them not to go deep unless they've seen that they've got separation, because that's one of the biggest things. When they've gone to pass, they like to get those 35, 40-yard passes, and they are a thing of beauty when they work and an awful thing of ugliness when they don't. But the bottom line is, to make a pass like that work, you've got to get 3 to 4 yards of separation in this game. And they had trouble doing that. They did successfully last week and got a beautiful pass off for a touchdown. It was a wonderful thing to see. But that's where your interceptions, that's where you're going to be turning balls over. And that's the other key to this game. Boy, we have got to have 13, 14, 15 plays every time we get the ball, as much as we can. If it results in points, so much the better. But just the best defense against Springfield is keep the ball out of their hands. And this whole thing is going to be a very, very difficult task for this team tonight. And I will say this. If Haven can hang tough with the Cougars for the game, or for even a good part of the game, you know, a touchdown, maybe two, and give as good as they get, I will think that's telling this team that they have arrived. They can play some good football. A win would be phenomenal. But yep, Right now I'm looking for a good football game.
Absolutely. The Panthers have not defeated Springfield since 2012, and that was on a last-second field goal over at George L. King Field. And again, that's going back quite a few years now. None of these current players even in the high school at that moment.
Right.
So, again, just some new faces. And speaking of new faces, the Panthers will have a couple new faces sharing some time in the backfield tonight. Leading rusher Zach Hussein not in the lineup tonight. So Sean Daly will move to fullback. And that means the sophomore Ebo Pio, who doubles as a free safety, and freshman John Francis will be there as well on the at the halfback spot. So Francis and Pio giving them a little bit of a different look in terms of the speed and athleticism, perhaps. But to throw those guys into the mix on offense against probably the fastest front seven and toughest front seven in the league, no easy task.
Nope.
So the Panthers will have their hands full.
The good news is we have a good offensive line. I wouldn't call them overpowering, but they've shown some real nice growth in the last couple of weeks. They've shown some abilities. And, of course, a running back, and it's always great to have spectacular running backs, but if you don't have the front line in front of you, it's kind of irrelevant. So I would rather have running backs who are fresh with a good front line than the other way around, because a good experienced running back with no front line isn't going anywhere real fast.
The crowd behind, or below us, rather, we're here on the home sideline. Springfield fans just below us welcoming the Cougars. They are in royal blue, head-to-toe, blue helmets, blue jerseys, blue pants, white numerals with gold trim on the uniforms. Strathaven on the far sideline in their road whites, black numerals, black pants, and silver helmets, as always. Have a few good games going on tonight in and around District 1. We'll keep you posted, and thanks to our buddies at Delco Times and PA Prep Live and WNPV up in Lansdale and our buddies at Garnet Valley and Marple Newtown and so forth. But around the Central League, Harrison's at Haverford, Pencrest at Garnet Valley, Radnor is at Upper Darby, and then the big one that everybody has eyes on tonight, Marple Newtown at Ridley.
Yep.
Ridley with a two-game losing streak, which doesn't happen often, but that's a murderous schedule for Ridley to open the season.
Yes.
Father Judge at home, which they escaped, but then losing a tough one to Haverford and a tough one to Garnet Valley, and now Marple Newtown, last year's defending co-champ, lost a heartbreaker down in Florida week one and have bounced back with two wins since. But this is by far the toughest game on the schedule thus far for Marple Newtown.
Yep.
With still Garnet Valley to come and Haverford to come. So, again, there's some top of the league right now looks very, very tough. And, of course, Strathaven looking to make a dent in that just about 4 minutes from now. Captains are headed out towards midfield as we speak. For Strathaven, coming to the middle of the field, Dan, number 80 is Dan Reeves. 5 is Sean Daly. 15 is Chris Rossini. And number 55 is second-team all-central linebacker Ryan Morris. For the Cougars, two-way lineman and one of the best in the league is number 50, Derek Strain, joined by another two-way lineman, number 61, Dan Penistry. Number 13 is Jaden McKenzie. My guess is we'll call his name a few times tonight. He's their leading rusher. And number 54, All-Delco defensive tackle, is Justin Shields, one of the strongest nose guards, yep, in the league. And so, again, the Panthers will Have to play tough and smart and maybe do a little outsmarting of that defense with some misdirection, but there is certainly some good size and strength up front for the Cougars. So, let's see. Springfield has won the toss and has elected to receive. They want the football to start. They'll move right to left as we get started tonight. Thanks again to Pete Fulgenetti, who will help with the stats and spotting. But we will take a short timeout, be back for the tail end of the national anthem, and we will catch up in just a few moments. Week 4 football action coming up in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you. I direct your attention to the scoreboard.
Welcome back to Springfield High School as we will ask everybody to rise for the national anthem here in the stadium, and we will take a we'll turn up the field mic and take a short break here for the Star Spangled Banner. That's the Springfield Cougar Marching Unit playing the Star Spangled Banner. Strathaven's Marching Unit, 400 strong over across the way, so we'll hope to hear from them at halftime. And speaking of halftime, we'll talk with Pete Fulgenetti and his reactions to the first half, along with my guess is we'll talk a little Eagles-Redskins from a few days ago and maybe preview Eagles-Chiefs coming up on Sunday afternoon and some more things to talk about with baseball in this town all of a sudden, too, as the Phillies are hot and have some fun youngsters to watch. But in the meantime, we'll keep you posted on scores from around District 1 and District 12. The other big game in District 12 that goes without saying here, we'll hope to get some updates for Archbishop Wood against St. Joe's Prep. That's being played at Widener, 7:30 kickoff just down the road here. So we'll hope for some updates for the Vikings and the Hawks. But also in the Catholic League tonight, of local interest, Bonner Prendy hosting Lansdale Catholic, Archbishop Ryan at Father Judge, Archbishop Carroll, Dan Connor, taking on LaSalle tonight. So that's a big step up and a big test for Archbishop Carroll tonight, who's off to a good start at 2-1 through the first 3 weeks. But Emmett Young has it teed up. Standing deep to return, Kyle Long, terrific athlete. He is flanked by number 11, Frank Durham Jr., and number 6, Gio Datsikas. Okay, here we go. Emmett Young from just inside the right hash has it teed. Panthers underway in week 4. High, end over end kick's going to drive Long back to his 5-yard line. Looking for a wedge at the 20-yard line. Up the left hash he goes and has some speed across the 30-yard line. Out to the 36 he goes. Good work there for the Panthers, and shaken up a bit on the play is Ryan Morris, but seems to be okay. Panther defense led by Ryan Krause, John Morris, Lee Holbert, and Ethan Belleville up front. Ryan Morris and Luke Healy, your inside backers, Nick O'Connor and Sean Daly on the outside. Corners are Chris Rossini and Tommy Foster, Ebo Pio, the sophomore safety. Springfield offense led by Jack Pazinska. He is under center. We'll get to the rest of that lineup in a moment. Three wide receivers, two to the left, single setback is McKenzie. They run a toss play to the left side, and McKenzie with some room, 36, 40, and out of bounds at the Panther 40. See where they stop, 45-yard line or so. See where they spot this. All the way out to the, I'm sorry, to the 49-yard line. Give them 13, but there's a flag on the play. You're going to get a personal foul against Strathaven. For at the end of the run, is that, I missed it. I didn't even see the flag fly there. Give McKenzie 13 on the toss sweep, and then a 15-yard penalty against the defense is going to move them in deep into Strathaven territory after just one play. They'll spot the football at the Panther 37-yard line.
Well, you don't have to give these guys any yardage.
Yep, they'll look to take it themselves. McKenzie is your tailback. We'll see Phil Shovelin as well. Kyle Long, Frank Durham, Jack Spence are your receivers. Spence motions left to right. Single setback, McKenzie right up the middle. He goes, and he is wrapped up this time, but he's still carrying people across the 35 down near the 34. Nice work there by Daly and Ryan Morris to make the stop, but give him maybe two on the carry. Up front, they go Alex Pinto, Derek Strain, Matt Nolan, Corey Brochel, and Justin Shields, and Penistry will see some time there as well for the Cougars. So Jack Pazinska coming in, 39 of 59, 565 yards, 7 touchdown passes. He's had 3 touchdown passes apiece over the last 2 weeks. Springfield with good balance through the air and on the ground. Slot left is Spence. He moves left to right. Under center on 2nd and 8. Play fake. No, they do give it to McKenzie off the right side, and the Panthers swarm pretty quickly there. It's going to bring up 3rd down and about 5 as he stopped at the 32-yard line. So the Panthers trying to take away any of the runs up the middle. Upper Darby did a nice job last week holding McKenzie in check. 18 carries for just 41 yards. But, of course, Phil Shovelin got 52 more on his 12 carries. So.
And then he went to the air and just killed them.
Right. So Strathaven will have to have the same kind of balance on defense that Springfield typically shows on offense. Perhaps 4 down territory here from the Panthers 32. Flags before the snap. Let's see. We'll see. They're going to blow this dead. 3rd down and almost 5. And referee will give us a signal here momentarily. False start. It'll back it up to about the, we'll call it the 36, 37-yard line maybe. It'll turn this into 3rd down and 9. All right. Clock continues to run. 10:22 to play here in the opening quarter. Opening drive of the game for Springfield that started at their 36-yard line. Now 3rd down and just about 10 here for the Cougars. Center over the ball is 54, Justin Shields. Under center is Jack Pazinska. On 3rd and 10, Pazinska back to pass for the first time. Looking. Nice pocket, has time, steps up, fires over the middle, and coming back and making the grab is Kyle Long. Found a gap in the zone defense there and stopped at the 23-yard line. That's 14 and a 1st down. Long headed to University of Maryland on a lacrosse scholarship. Springfield has won 2 straight lacrosse state titles. And Long, just a fantastic athlete. I remember seeing him a couple years ago when he played here as a sophomore. Took his junior year off, and now he's back for more here as a senior. He split to the left and back to pass and looking that way. And it's deflected in and still caught. Wow, terrific job hanging on there is Spence. Ryan Morris with Spence juggling the ball. Morris wraps him up and slams him down, but the ball ends up right on his chest. And so a short gain of 3 to Spence as a quick pass to the slot man brings up 2nd down and 7. Pazinska breaks the huddle quickly. Tight end to the right is Chris Finizio. Slot left is Spence. Receiver split to either side. Spence motions from left to right. Pazinska on the stretch play to the right side. McKenzie cuts it back and now cuts to his left. Has some room into the secondary. He goes trying to turn the corner at the 10, the 5, and Jaden McKenzie from 19 yards out has the Cougars on the board. They stretch it to the right, and excellent vision from McKenzie. 19 and a score for the Springfield senior. Well blocked, but just better vision by the tailback right there, Mike.
Wow. That was exactly what we expected out of Springfield. It was just, just overpowering. They start to get stuffed on the run, then they're going to go better the pass, so you got to look for it.
Jack Corey, the left footer, on to attempt the extra point. Finizio to hold it. Snap is low. Juggled by Finizio. Now he's going to pick it up and run. He's going to try to fire to the end zone, and it is incomplete. So extra point, no good. 6-0 Cougars, 8:55 to play here in the opening quarter. See what Strathaven can do with when they get the ball for the first time. Be back in just a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
8:55 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven trailing 6-0 after Jaden McKenzie takes it in. He had a touchdown 2 weeks ago against Conestoga, had a couple touchdowns in the opening week win against Glenn Mills. And McKenzie from 19 yards out has Springfield on top 6-0 here. Strathaven about to get the ball for the first time. Tom Foster awaits, flanked by Ebo Pio and John Francis. They wait about the kickoff from Corey at their 10-yard line. Left footer high. Kick's going to come down to John Francis at the 10-yard line. Looking for room off the right hash. He makes the first man miss but is tripped up quickly at the 23-yard line. Panther offense led by junior quarterback Jake Fisher. Ebo Pio and Nick O'Connor, your halfbacks, will see John Francis as well. Fullback tonight is Sean Daly. We may see John Morris from time to time as well. Dan Reeves is your tight end, Tom Foster the split end, Sam Burke Jr. is your center, Ryan Morris, Luke Healy, Lee Holbert, and Ryan Krause round out the line. When they go to tight ends, it'll be Ethan Belleville. So to start, Panthers do line up with just one tight end. That's to the right. That's Dan Reeves. Tom Foster split end to the left. Eight in the box. Motion man is O'Connor, and on first down they run the toss play to Sean Daly. Daly with a fullback sweep off the left side. He spins his way to first down yardage out across the 35-yard line. Daly picks up 11 and a Panther first down.
That was a pretty impressive run.
Well, Daly with halfback speed lining up at fullback tonight in the absence of Hussein. And, yeah, well done there by the left side of the line, Morris and Lee Holbert. First and 10 now. Panthers will snap it from their own 35, moving left to right. Tom Foster split end to the right. McKenzie shadowing that way, and then coming up the middle goes Daly. Daly straight ahead out to the 46-yard line. Not bad for a kid who was, I was told, never has played fullback in his life until the other day. So give him 7. Brings up second down and 3.
Well, yeah, to be young again, you know?
Yeah. Daly wearing number 5, looking good here in the opening for opening two plays. He's the fullback in the wing tee again on second down and 3. They give it to O'Connor. O'Connor lunges forward, and I think he has first down yardage. They're going to spot this at the 45 and move the chain again. Nice work there for the senior, Nick O'Connor. A couple other quick score updates. Academy Park on top of Boyertown 9 seconds into the game. So my guess is the Knights ran back a kickoff.
Yeah.
All right, here Jake Fisher and the Panthers started at their own 23. They now are out to their own 45-yard line, 7:36 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven down 6-0, but have first and 10 at their 45. Fisher under center. Play fake, rolling to his right, heavy pressure, ooh, and down he's going to go. Down he goes. Big 7, Phil Shovlin coming in, and you're going to have a hard time catching him. Shovlin was a state finalist in the 100 meters last spring, and when he has the football in his hands, that's one thing, but on defense, very quick at outside linebacker as well, and they're going to lose 10. Second and 20 as Fisher is dumped back at the 35-yard line.
Well, that's a danger they're going to have. That's why I think, although that came on him pretty quick, but I think it has to be a quick release pass. You can't be standing, you won't be able to develop a pocket against these guys.
Wing to the right is Ebo Pio. To the left is Nick O'Connor. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. On second down and 20, they run the toss play. Pio looking for room off the left side, has to bounce it around the tackle and stretches up the field momentarily, and he's banged out of bounds by Long and Pat Clemens, the inside linebacker. short gain as he's knocked out on that far sideline, maybe at the 38. So P.O. picks up just three. It's going to be third down and about 17. Well, give him four. I guess the nose of the football right about the 39-yard line. Still third and long here for the Panthers. Not where you want to be against a defense this quick.
You know, I think a quick hitter right over the nose guard. See if we can get into space and get that first down.
Clemens and number 55. Biancinello, I will fix his name just in just a moment. But double wing here on third and 17. Three-step drop. They look for Foster on the deep ball down the near sideline. It's in and out of his hands. They had a shot. In coverage was Liam DeFonso, and Foster couldn't haul it in at the Springfield 35. Well delivered and well covered, just could not haul it in. Panthers need a big play or two like that and couldn't get it done that time. Brings up fourth down and 17, and now you're kicking it to two dangerous return men. Kyle Long and Frank Durham Jr. await a punt from Ryan Krause. They stand at their 25-yard line. Good snap. Krause steps into one and booms one high wobbler. It's going to be a short kick. It's going to take a Strathaven bounce across the 40 and into the arms of Sam Burke. But good field position here for the Cougars with a 6-0 lead in the first quarter. 6:20 to play here in this opening stanza. And they'll start at their own 37-yard line. So Krause did not get all of that one, but it's up to the defense now to turn the tables here, Mike.
Yeah, well, I tell you, this is where Panthers have to have a stop. They can't let Springfield just go and go and go. So, but they're tough. Springfield is so well balanced. If you manage to stop their run, they'll look to the pass. You know, then they'll run right back at you again. So it's not going to be easy. Let's hope they can hold it.
Four wide receivers. Phil Shovlin, the single setback. No tight end this time. Two receivers to either side. Pazinska under center. On first and 10, they give it to Shovlin. Straight up the middle, he goes and across the 40 to the 41. Give him four on first down. And, again, Shovlin, if you give him space, he is not likely to be caught. So heed the warning there, Panthers. I remember being here last year, and he burned them late in the game with a long touchdown run. But number seven is probably the fastest guy on the field for either team. Second down and six upcoming for the Cougars. Clock ticks inside of 6 minutes now here in the first quarter. Spence split to the left, Durham to the right. Receivers slot to either side. Pazinska, Panthers show blitz. Here it comes. They pick it up nicely, and Pazinska firing to the near sideline. It's complete to Spence. Shake and bake at the 42, and he's slung down at the 45-yard line by Nick O'Connor. And we'll see. They're going to mark him just a little shy of the first down. Call it third down and one after Spence's second catch goes for five. Pazinska, three for three in the early going here, 21 yards. Panthers could not get off the field on third and 10 in that opening drive, and now third and one probably makes it a little bit tougher, huh?
Yeah, I mean, third and one in high school is tough to defend anyway, but against these guys it's particularly difficult.
Tight end to the right.
Very tight
wing
formation.
To the left. And they give it to Shovlin off the right side. He needed one. He picked up two. Didn't get much, but didn't need much. They'll move the chains. First and 10 Springfield at their own 48 now as Shovlin picks up a couple. Ryan Morris in on the stop. Morris with nine tackles a week ago. It's the first time he was less than double digits. He had 12 and 19 respectively in the first 2 weeks and nine last week in the win over Lower Marion. Durham split to the right. Long split to the left. On first and 10, five-step drop, seven-step drop, and under pressure now from the backside, firing to the outside, and it is terrific catch.
Oh, boy.
On that far sideline.
Who's that, 11?
That is number 11. Durham hauls it in with Chris Rossini in great position. Rossini looked like he had a hand on it and wrestling it away. Yep. Out at the Panther 41-yard line. And that's enough. Well, now give him 10. Belleville almost caught Pazinska from the backside there. Another half second, and we'd be looking at a sack. Instead, 10 yards to Durham, and another Cougar first down. Pazinska, 4 of 4 throwing it. Pretty well covered. That's a long, dangerous throw, honestly, with a lot of space, time to react to it. And Rossini was in a good spot there, but better job by Durham. Motion is DeFonso from right to left. Panthers show blitz. They give it to Shovlin off right tackle, and he's got some room into the secondary. Straight ahead now. He's shaking tackles across the 20. Down to the 16-yard line goes Shovlin. He rips off 26 yards and another Cougar first down.
And he had his feet taken out from under him and still maintained his balance and went for another 5 or 6 yards. That was incredible running.
Well, Panthers blitzed right through that spot. Credit to Springfield for picking it up, and then there's just one less guy in the secondary. And Shovlin, they're going to need every all hands on deck to keep him in the barn. Long split to the right, Durham to the left. Tight end to the left is Finizio. Under center is Jack Pazinska. The junior barks out the signals on first and 10 from the Panthers 16. Three-step drop, looking to his left. He's firing end zone. Man out there is Durham. He's behind the defense and hauls it in for the touchdown.
Wow.
Good timing, good delivery. And Jack Pazinska has had a touchdown pass now in each week of this young season. 12-0 Cougars, extra point pending.
Well, that was just a heck of a pass. I mean, it was...
Durham, his second catch of the evening.
I really
goes for 16 and a score.
I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be long.
Long was split to the other side of the field.
No, I meant long.
Overthrown.
Pass, yeah.
Okay. Corey on for the extra point. Plenty of leg and does sneak it through. Had a little hook to it, but... sneaks it through that inside that right upright. 13-0 Strathaven in a hole here with 3:44 to play here in the opening quarter. See if the Panthers can dig out of it when we come back. Glad you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Jack Pazinska, 5 for 5 throwing it so far, and it's 13-0 Cougars on top of Strathaven, 3:44 to play here in the opening quarter, and the Panther offense, a promising start, honestly, and just stalled after a first down sack, and now trying to get something going on the scoreboard. Jack Corey has it teed between the hash marks. Tom Foster, John Francis, and Ebo Pio await. End over, or a wobbler of a kick's going to take a sideways hop. Francis has trouble with it, picks up at the 15, and now he's got four blue jerseys in front of him. He is banged out of bounds quickly. And again, Panthers with a long field in front of them, they'll start at their 20-yard line. Good kickoff, and Panthers no answer there for getting a blocking lineup, or getting the blocking lined up there on a weird bounce. So late in the first quarter here. Getting late in the first quarter, I should say. 3:41 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven down 13-0.
All right, throw all caution to the wind. Let's just get some points here.
Two tight end set. This is Daly off the left side, and he lunges forward for 5. Good work there by Panther fullback. 3 carries, 25 yards in the early going for Sean Daly. Following Morris and Holbert through that left side. Second down and about 5 upcoming. So we'll keep you posted as best we can on other scores here in just a moment. Jaguars on top. That's Garnet Valley on top of Pencrest, 7-0 early. Give is to Nick O'Connor on the cutback. He's got himself a first down. You said in the opening, Mike, the Panthers' offensive line has had some good push at moments in the early going here, early part of the season, and they're showing that again tonight so far.
Well, and you know, it's nice to see because, you know, this is one game. You got a lot more football to play, and you want to make sure your line's establishing itself. I've been impressed with their play. They're running up against a juggernaut, and that's the issue. But that's all right. Play tough. Play well.
Wing to the right is O'Connor. They give is to Ebo Pio with a little shake and bake, and he's got some room into the secondary. He goes, and he's slung down by number 61 by the shirt tail there, Dan Penistry. If he doesn't catch Ebo, he's going to be going a long way. But give him out to the 39, gain of 8 for the sophomore. And he has some wiggle. When he gets, if you give him a little bit of room in the hole, he can make some people miss.
Did some great maneuver and really dash, really moves his upper body well, keeps his feet planted, and really fakes out the defenders.
Second down and two. Fisher under center, two tight end set. This is Daly off left tackle, and he's going to be tripped up, or he'd still be going. Ankle tackle stops him at the 46, 47-yard line. But give Daly eight more, and the Panther offense showing some life here.
I'm telling you, I'm impressed. I didn't really think they could run effectively against this defense. So far, I'm impressed whether this translates into points or not. This is exactly what you want to see. I'd like to see a little more mix up. I'd like to see a short pass here now just to make sure that they're not playing too tight on that box.
Eight in the box. Give is to Daly off the right side this time. He's going to be stopped after a short gain of two. Nice work there by the Springfield defense, making getting to the ball a little quicker. That's Pat Clemens, who's terrific as a sophomore and just on his way to having a better junior year, wearing number 32, the inside linebacker.
Yeah, he's been all over the field.
Five carries, 35 yards in the early going now for Sean Daly. That was his shortest of the night. Picked up two. Ball 1 yard shy of midfield. Panthers trailing 13-0, 1:20 to play in the opening quarter. On second down and eight, Fisher, wing tee behind him, hits Daly up the middle this time, and it'll be wrapped up for another short gain, maybe two more. They'll put the football just on the Springfield side of midfield here, but it'll still bring up third down and six, and now you've got decision time here. You figure, is this four down territory, or is this?
No, you can't. I don't think you can.
Then you might have to throw the ball here, which has been is awfully tough against the Springfield pass rush. So Daly.
Well, it's got to be a
takes
quick,
it to the 48.
Quick release, short pass. You can't fall back into a pocket. A good inside fake to hold the linebackers and just dump it off to somebody and hope they catch it, and you don't have that far to go.
Third and five. Belleville, tight end to the left. Reeves to the right. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. Springfield inching forward and maybe showing blitz, and the Panthers move first.
Yep.
Well, false start in the Panther backfield.
That's going to change.
It's going to turn it to third and 10, and Tom Foster will check in. Belleville checks out. And, yes, that will very likely change the play call here, and now third and 10 feels significantly less good if you're a Panther fan. Clock restarts, 25 seconds, 24 seconds, 23 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Panthers will snap it from their own 47, third down and 10.
They're going to try to get a playoff here. Interesting. All right.
Fisher under center on what could be the last play of the first quarter. Foster split end to the left. They play fake. Rolling to his left is Fisher. Under heavy pressure from Strain. Steps up. Fires Foster, who makes the grab. Steps out of bounds. I think he's going to be just shy of the first down. We'll see. Well, we'll see. He's awfully close. It's going to be a first down or fourth and inches. And he stepped out of bounds. That stops the clock. And I think the Panthers are going to get a favorable spot here.
Yes, they do.
Good delivery from Fisher, and Foster hauls it in on the far sideline on the out pattern. Give him 10 and move the chains.
Where are they marking? Is it 43? Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to give him the 43-yard line and Springfield sideline here. I don't think enjoyed or agreed with the spot. Panthers, though, keep the sticks moving here. First down and 10. And ball loose in the backfield, and collision in the backfield, fumble, and the Panthers turn it over. Derek Strain on top of it at the 50. O'Connor and Fisher collide on the handoff, ball on the ground, three Panthers on the ground, and Derek Strain on the final play of the first quarter will set up Springfield first and 10 at the midfield stripe when we come back.
What's Strain's number?
Number 50 on the recovery. Clock strikes zero on the first quarter, a forgettable one for the Panthers. They have had their moments, but mistakes have hurt. Second quarter action coming back with us on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulgenet with the stats, spotting, and halftime show. First and 10, Springfield. A give is to McKenzie off the right side. He's going to pick up maybe four. Maybe four from McKenzie, or five. They're going to give him the Panther 45-yard line on first down. Sean Daly on the stop brings up second and five for Springfield. But, boy, Panthers have had their moments. They've moved the ball well. Had a dropped pass on third down in their opening drive, and then had a unfortunate collision in the backfield. They fumble it, and the Panthers, six fumbles lost in the early season now. Way too many. Three receivers. Play fake, and Pazinski looking for, has time, firing to the outside on that left edge, and lots of room wide open inside the 30. Kyle Long is going to be spun down at the 28-yard line. Nice fake by Pazinski. Showed the defense's empty hand there, hit the ball on his hip, rolled out to his left. Panthers could not keep up with Long, and it'll be first and 10 from the 28-yard line. Give him 15 more. 17 more. Long, two catches for 30 yards now. Three different receivers here for Pazinski, who is 6 for 6 throwing it for 64 yards. Long split to the left, Durham to the right. Slot left is Spence. Jade McKenzie, the single setback. On first and 10 from the Panther 28. Pazinski off the left side goes McKenzie this time and cuts it back around that left edge, but Foster turns him in to where he has help with Ryan Morris. Still, McKenzie's going to pick up the 20-yard line. Brings up second down and two. So McKenzie with eight more. 6 carries. For now, 50 yards and one Cougar score. Clock ticks, 10:20 and counting to play here in the first half. Springfield leading 13-0 and looking for more. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. And now they motion Spence from left to right. On second and two, McKenzie stretch play to the right side. Didn't get a lot, but it's enough to move the chains again. They'll spot him just inside the 17-yard line. O'Connor in on the stop with Lee Holbert. Brings up first and 10, and in the red zone one more time as they'll put it down at the 16-yard line. Jaden McKenzie up to 54 yards rushing now. He had 100, and what was that against Glenn Mills? He had a big game against Glenn Mills, 137. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Toss play to McKenzie off the right side. Flag on the play. McKenzie banged down inside the 10. Foster and Ryan Morris, but we'll check the flag here and see what happens. Ryan Krause a little slow to get up here for the Panthers. We'll see how he's doing here, but we'll check the flag, and you're going to have a chop block. All right, that could be why Krause was slow to get up. So this will back up Springfield back outside the red zone now. 9:40 to play here in the first half, but that's a costly 15-yard penalty and a dangerous play. I mean, a chop block on a lineman who's engaged is, you saw that called in the Eagles game
right
last Sunday. And it's there to protect those guys who are wrestling at the point of attack. It'll turn into first and 25. Nose of the football back out to the Strathaven 30. Clock restarts in just a moment, but 9:26 to play here before the halftime break. Interboro up 7-0 on Upper Perk. Draw play. McKenzie off the left side has some room. Sees Park for him. 20, 15, 10. One man to beat, and McKenzie's going to take it inside the left pylon for a 30-yard score.
Boy, nobody was home on that one.
Nobody home indeed. Saw that ball up by Pazinska's ear and then dropped it right into the lap of McKenzie on the draw. 30 yards later, it's 19-0, extra point pending. So, yep. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, this is the fear. You can't give them the short field positions. You can't turn over the ball. I mean, you can't make the kind of mistakes they're making.
Extra point from Corey. Plenty of leg, and down the middle it goes. 20-0, Springfield. 9:08 to play here before halftime. Panthers need a spark, and they'll hope to get it when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
The The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Jaden McKenzie with a 30-yard touchdown run on a beautifully executed draw play. Just fantastic. Not if you're a Panther fan, though. The whole side of the defense collapsed. Nobody home on that left edge. And 30 yards later, McKenzie's in the end zone for the second time. 20-0 Springfield. 9:08 to play here before halftime. And the Panther kick return team out there a few too many more times than they want to be here in the first quarter and change. Jack Corey, the left footer, has it teed. Steps into it. Wobbling kicks heading to John Francis. He's got him pinned near the sideline on that far edge. Cuts back. Straight ahead he goes across, up the right hash. Forward progress will give him the 28-yard line. And, again, okay field position for the Panthers, all things considered. Certainly better than where they started last time at the 20. But, again, some promising drives here. Not to say the Panthers had to play a perfect game tonight on offense, because, you know, there are going to be mistakes happen, but you need a big play here and there once in a while and certainly limit the mistakes. And, you know, that opening drive, a pass that almost was caught on third and long, could have been a big play here. And then
a couple of running plays could have broken.
First down and 10 from the 28. They run a toss play, and looking for him off this left edge is Daly. And he's going to be banged down maybe at the line of scrimmage or maybe a yard more. Pat Clemens closed quickly. Good work by McKenzie and Kyle Long as well in containment there. So brings down up second down and 9. So Pazinska to Durham was the second touchdown of the night, sandwiched by two Jaden McKenzie runs. 20-0, Springfield on top. Second down and 9, three-step drop for Fisher. Fires to the outside. It is caught by Foster, who is belted down. What a great job by Foster to hang on to that one as he was slammed down. But they'll give him 9, give him just a yard shy of the first down. Great job by Foster to hang on. DeFonso on the stop. It brings up third down and 1. So 8-yard gain here from Fisher to Foster. Both catches, both completions of the night landed in the arms of number 3. 2 for 3 thrown. It is Fisher. He's under center. Wing T look on 3rd and 1. 10 in the box. Give is to Daly, the fullback, and he dives forward. I think he's got a first down. I think this will keep the chains moving. Daly had a fast start to this one. First 5 carries went for 35 yards. Now his last 3 have gone for just 5.
Well, it tells you you've got to get these guys to back off a little bit, and you got to watch the kind of plays you're calling. Obviously, you know, they're starting to catch on to some of these formations, some of these looks, so they're going to hopefully there's something else in their bag of tricks here.
Split end to the left is Tom Foster. On 1st and 10, the Panthers from their own 38. Motion from right to left. Give on the delay is to Daly, who spins out of 1 tackle, 2 tackles, good leg strength across the 45, out to the 47. He's going to be just a yard shy of the first down.
I got to tell you, I'm impressed. You know, Springfield is a good defensive game team, and they are not, you know, it's not a matter of they're not wrapping up and not doing their job. They are just being played tough by a team that is down badly, but just game and think they can get back into this thing.
Gotta like that the Panthers still have hop in their step, still down 20, but 2nd down and 1 now from the 47. It's Daly again, strong legs pushing his way out to the 49-yard line, 1st down. Tough 2 yards for Daly, but that's all he needed to move the sticks. He's up to 10 carries for 51 yards. Nice work there by the senior who, you know, we said it a couple times earlier in the year that as far as a transformation from a junior year to a senior year, he was it. We noticed it right away at the opening scrimmage. He looks bigger, stronger, faster. nose of the football on the midfield stripe. Ball deflected off the arm of Fisher, and it is incomplete. Looking for Tom Foster on that far sideline, but deflected at the line, and it brings up second down and 10, falls incomplete.
And I like that play call. I mean, it's, you know, first down. Let's see if we can get some quick 7 yards, 8 yards, get him out in traffic. Wasn't for the deflection. I think Foster had some room. He might be able to catch that. I mean, I think they're calling the game they need to call with the talent they have, and I think it's fairly effective. It isn't effective on the scoreboard, but it's effective on the field.
Second down and 10 from the midfield stripe. Foster, they give it to Daly, and Daly lunges his way across the 40-yard line. Boy, he seems to be a shoestring away from breaking it time and time again. They'll spot it at the 38 and 12 more on a quick guard trap there.
Yeah, that was a quick hitter that was extremely effective and really caught Springfield completely unaware. I mean, just went right by him. The seas parted, and he was gone.
From the 39, first and 10. Tom Foster split into the right now. Whistle pre-snap. Timeout Springfield. Coach Britton wants to talk things over.
I can understand that.
First timeout for either team. We'll take a short one with them. 6:10 to play here in the opening half. Strathaven down a bunch, but on the move. Glad you're joining us here on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Connor.
We got to add Coach.
Coach at Archbishop Carroll. Yeah. Carroll trailing LaSalle right now, 7-0 late in the first quarter. Here, Dan's alma mater, also with no points on the board yet, but it's first and 10 from the Springfield 39. Strathaven down 20-0, but on the move. Gives to Sean Daly looking for room off the right tackle and picks up a couple. Maybe a couple for Sean that time on his 12th carry. He's been the go-to guy, as the fullback often is in the Strathaven wing T. If you're joining us late, Zach Hussein, leading rusher for the Panthers and the reigning Central League Player of the Week after last week's 204-yard and two-touchdown effort against Laura Marion. He is out of the lineup tonight, so Sean Daly jumps from halfback to fullback. Second down and 8. Gives to Ebo Pio with room off the right side, and he'll shake and bake for a couple. Forward progress might give him the 35. Still going to bring up third down and a long 5 here. Pat Clemens on the stop for Springfield. And my guess is you're in four down territory here, 5:17, 5:16 and counting to play here. As long as you don't have a negative play on third and 5, Panthers likely to keep this thing, try to keep the Springfield offense on the sideline for at least a couple more plays. Foster split into the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On third and 5, it's Daly off the right side. Running room and more. Into the secondary he goes, and Sean Daly rips off a bundle. Give him 10 and a Panther first down.
I'll tell you, I am impressed with this line. I mean, the running obviously is impressive. But the reason the running is able to do what it's doing is because the line is just blowing holes in this very, very good defense.
Panthers on the move here. This started back at their 28-yard line. Have not completed a pass on this drive yet, but no need thus far. Under center is Jake Fisher. Wing T behind him. Foster split end to the right. Back to pass. Looking. On the wheel route, has a man out there. It is caught by Nick O'Connor. Banged out of bounds, but not before he picks up the 10-yard line and then some. Nice delivery from Fisher right on the money to O'Connor, who hauls it in. First catch in a couple of weeks for Nick.
Good timing, though.
And they'll spot this, let's see, inside the 10, I believe. The sticks are on the ground. First and goal to go from the 9.
Wow.
Gain of 18. To O'Connor. First and goal from the 9. Gives to Ebo Pio. Pio with not much room that time. Off the right side. And the Panther defense just could not hold off Springfield there. They swarm quickly. Brings up second down and goal now from the same spot. No gain for Pio. On his fourth carry, he has 14 yards to his credit thus far. North Penn on top of CB West 7-0 in the second quarter. Garnet Valley on top of Pencrest 14-0. Radnor and Upper Darby are scoreless, as are Ridley and Marple Newtown. Here, Strathaven second and goal. Give is to O'Connor off the right side, or his left side rather. He hops his way down to the five. So Nick had a nice catch to set him up here, and now has him set up third down and goal from the four.
I'll tell you, this is going to be tough. I mean, Springfield does not like to allow scores. You know, one of the things we didn't talk about, nobody has scored more than 8 points on Springfield all this year.
And all three touchdowns were late in blowout games, honestly. So this would be by far the most progress that any team has had against Springfield here, if the Panthers can crack the end zone here. Third and goal to go from the four. Two tight ends. Wing T behind Fisher. Gives to Daly from the halfback spot this time. He's going to drive his way into the end zone. Sean Daly, first touchdown of the season. Well deserved. He's carried the load for the Panthers here in this first half and cut into the Springfield lead. 20-6 with 2:58 to play here in the first half. And Emmett Young will come on for the extra point.
Well, I am impressed. That was quite a drive. Well mixed up, threw passes when they had to. Very nicely done.
Jake Fisher will hold it. Emmett Young, sophomore. And we got flags first, let's see. Well, if we get flags, is this motion or is this offside?
It looks like motion.
Now, if this is offside, I'd be interested to see if the Panthers go for two here. They did a week ago against Lower Marion. When they went half the distance here, they said...
I think they're sending
but they're going to say, let Emmett punch
do
one through
thing.
Here and take what typically has been a sure thing for the Panthers. Young was perfect last year on the extra point tries. Has had one miss this year. But Jake Fisher takes a knee now at about the 9-yard line. Good snap. Ball spotted up the middle and blocking it is number 9, Kevin Deal. Deal with two sacks a week ago, and that time came through untouched. That one never had a shot. So the score stays 20-6, but the Panthers on the move and on the board. Springfield with some time to play with and two timeouts in their pocket when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Strathaven and Springfield head-to-head on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, the extra point was blocked, but aside from that, Panthers had a tremendous 72-yard scoring drive there against a typically stout Springfield defense. So the Panthers move, limit the mistakes, and now have cut the lead to 20-6. Now can the defense slow down the Springfield offense, who's been on the field three times and has finished in the end zone three times. Cougars 20, Panthers 6. High end over end kickoff's going to come down to Kyle Long at the 10-yard line. Looking for room up the right hash in the speedster, waiting for a block. He dances outside momentarily and then is bumped out of bounds there by John Francis at about the 32-yard line. So pretty good field position for number 12 running the offense to a... it's been a symphony, honestly. Jack Pazinska has been fantastic. 6 for 6 throwing it for Springfield and mixed in with 84 yards rushing for Jaden McKenzie, 32 more from Shovlin. And it's been fantastic for the Cougars offense in the early going.
Well, this is really critical. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Haven has to hold these guys to no points right here.
Motion from left to right. Pazinska, they run the draw to Shovlin this time. Ran the same play for a touchdown earlier. And here they go up the middle for 10 yards. Hebo Pio on the stop. But give Shovlin actually 11 Just a moment ago, they ran that same draw play off the left edge, and McKenzie goes 30. Here, Shovlin takes 11, but picks up a first down. Spotted at the 46-yard line, and here's Springfield. They've just, it's been a hot knife through butter, honestly, through this Panther defense in the early going. Panthers show blitz. They sneak O'Connor up, but now they're trying to set up a screen here. Pazinska having some trouble, throws it away, incomplete. Ryan Krause dropped in, into very good coverage there against Shovlin, and good pressure from John Morris to be in the face of Pazinska. So that's the first miss of the evening for Pazinska. He's now 6 of 7 throwing it, 64 yards and a touchdown to his credit. Second down and 10, clock stops at 2:25 to play here in the second quarter. Pottsgrove up in the Pac-10 tonight. They're leading Glenn Mills 13-6. So Glenn Mills 0-2, but playing Pottsgrove tough, trying to give them their first loss of the year. Here, second down and 10. Pazinska, seven-step drop, looking, with a good pocket. Scrambling to his left, steps up. It's deflected and nearly intercepted off the hands of Long. Healy had a shot at it, but just out of his reach. Panthers needed a break there, maybe on a tipped ball, and had three of those a week ago against Lower Marion. Three interceptions for the Panthers secondary, all of them off the hands of the Aces receivers, and this time just out of the reach of the junior linebacker Luke Healy. Brings up third down and 10.
Well, I would, I wonder what Springfield, if Springfield doesn't get a first down here, I wonder if they'll just keep the ball thinking they probably can do it. I'm not too, well.
I think they'd punt it.
Just punt it, just yeah. Make sure they bury.
Yeah.
Even. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Panthers have had trouble getting off the field on third down. Here, third and 10. Pazinska, heavy pressure from the backside, steps up, down the middle he goes. Fenizio is the tight end on the seam route. He's got it inside the Panther 35. They'll spot him at the 33-yard line. Terrific delivery right there.
Terrific route. I mean, ran up, he caught the seam, and there was nobody there.
21 yards later, Pazinska has the offense clicking again. First and 10 now. New life here for the Cougars. 2:08, 2:07 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers again on third and 10, couldn't get the job done. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. DeFonso moves left to right. This is McKenzie off the right tackle. He runs into Ryan Morris at about the 29. Gain of about 3 on the play for McKenzie on his 9th carry. Two touchdowns for the senior. McKenzie standing at about 6'1", 190 pounds. Second down and almost 7. Long split to the left. DeFonso and Durham here to the short side of the field. Panthers show blitz, and here comes, but McKenzie's going to run out of the, away from the first man, and good work by Morris to track him down from behind, or he'd be gone again. Down to the 23-yard line, and that'll move the sticks. Give McKenzie 7 more. Nick O'Connor helping on the tackle as well. Durham split to the wide side of the field. Long to the short side to the right of the formation. 1:11, 1:10 to play before halftime. Cougars under center quickly. Pazinska back to pass. Looking, has time. Steps on the near side and is deflected away. Nice work there. Jumping that route underneath is Nick O'Connor. Throwing to this near flat, and Panthers almost stole one there.
Yeah, except that I'll tell you, if it had been caught, he had nobody behind him either. That would have been a score. So that's a risky play because you don't make it. And it gets caught, it's 6 points. But, look, he managed to at least did he get a hand on it, or you just think
yeah, he got it, he did. He tipped it away. Second down and 10. 1:04 to play here before halftime. 20-6 Springfield on top of Strathaven and looking for more. The Cougars under center. Hard count from Pazinska. Back to pass. Looking to his left. Backside pressure. Ball floats a little bit and incomplete. Nice hit there by Ethan Belleville because Kyle Long was open near the goal line. Ball floated away, incomplete. Ooh, Belleville, big hit from the backside, or else that's probably 6 more.
Well, listen, you gotta stop it one way or the other. If you can't cover these guys, then you gotta get to the quarterback. They're doing what they can do.
Third and 10 once again. Cougars have been here twice before, converted each time. Can the Panthers change the pace here a little bit? 58 seconds to play before halftime, possibly the biggest play of the half so far. Cougars, 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, back to pass, looking down the seam. It goes deflected and intercepted, and coming the other way is Ryan Morris. 25, 30, banged out of bounds. And big play indeed from the senior, his first pick of the season, and Morris stalls the Springfield drive with 51 seconds to play before half.
Boy, that was what they were looking for.
Once again, good pressure up front. Collapse the pocket a little bit, and Morris steps in front and makes the play. Big, big stop, and now the Panthers, they get the football back to start the second half. And they trail 20-6 here, have three timeouts in their pocket. What do you drum up here with 51 seconds to play and the ball at your own 30-yard line?
Well, you just be careful. I would try maybe short, safe passes where you get them out in the open territory. I don't know.
See if Foster can make somebody miss, perhaps, or do you stick on the ground and see if Daly can spring one? Play fake, back to pass. They look for all of it. Foster's out there. He's got it. Incomplete. Oh, off the shoulder pad. Spence coming back in coverage. Good makeup speed there, and it hit number 20 right in the back.
Beautifully thrown ball. I mean, the problem is they're not getting the separation they need from these guys, or the ball was slightly underthrown, so it just,
yeah, a little,
if
little,
he let him more, that could have been 6 points.
A little too much air under that one. Foster was behind the corner, but Spence coming over from the free safety spot, ball hit him in the back.
I'll tell you what, Springfield is not playing the box like they usually do, and I think they're really starting to respect this passing game.
Motion from left to right is Pio. Give on the quick hitter, and this is Daly straight up the middle, bouncing off tackles, has himself a first down. That'll stop the clock momentarily. Give him 11 more, and Sean Daly with 90 yards rushing already in the first half. By far a career high. Panthers, no huddle here. They're ready. They're under center and ready to go again. Clock ticks, 37 seconds. First and 10 from their 41. Gives to Nick O'Connor, cuts it back. He spins his way to the 44-yard line, and the Panthers, they have timeouts in their pocket. Not sure where. Why wouldn't we burn one here? Clock ticks, 20 seconds, 19 seconds. Under center, second down and 7. Double wing. Fisher, back to pass. Three-step drop. Firing to the outside has Foster, who makes the first man miss. He's got some speed across the midfield stripe. Clock will stop momentarily with 6.8 seconds left to play before halftime. But the Panthers, with not very much time left now, will have first down and 10 from the 43-yard line. 6.8 is what's on the clock after Foster has his third catch of the evening. Gain on the play of about 17.
I'm telling you, you can almost hear Springfield saying, what is going on here? These guys were not supposed to be this difficult.
Well, 17 more passing yards there for Jake Fisher.
I think at this stage of the game, you just turn Foster loose for two plays and throw it deep and hope he gets under it and grabs it.
Yeah, one
you know,
play.
My biggest issue with Foster has been, as he is educated in this role, I think there's a certain amount of drilling as to how to fight for a close ball because he's got a lot. I mean, if we looked at the film, there's been lots of close passes, and I think some of it's out of position for him. I think some of it's, you know, it doesn't hit him in the hand, so he's not too sure that he should go for it. One of the things I would tell him is be a little more aggressive on his receiver situations. You know, that ball's up for grabs. You're not going to get called for going after the ball.
Panthers trailing 20-6. Probably the last play of the first half from the Springfield 43. First down and 10. Motion. Give is to off the left side. This is Sean Daly. Flag on the play, and 2 seconds, 1 second. Clock will stop. There still will be time remaining on the clock. Daly picks up 7 momentarily, but let's see. He might have a hold here. And then it's going to be see how far your quarterback can throw it, or do you just play it safe and not risk an interception, run back, or your quarterback taking a shot.
Considering the speed of these Springfield, I'm not too sure I would feel comfortable in an interception. They may run it back.
Yeah. So now a 10-yard holding penalty. Spot foul is going to push this back to the 48-yard line on the Strathaven side of midfield. Tom Foster checks out. They check a tight end into the game, so my guess is the Panthers are taking a knee here. Or see if Daly can maybe break one. But at any rate, Springfield's going to put 5 men in an umbrella about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage.
No,
that's it. They're going to start the clock, and that'll do it. So the Panthers showing signs of life, showing some defensive fight, and 20-6 is your halftime score. Fast start for Springfield, but Panthers still in it very much so, knowing that they get the football to start the second half. So We're at halftime. We'll take a short time out, be back for the halftime show with Mike and Pete, talk some scores from elsewhere around District 1 and District 12. We'll have the Strathaven Marching Unit in the background, of course, and a whole lot more. So glad you're sticking with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks again to our sponsors for putting us on every week right here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Folginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Welcome back to Springfield High School, where the score is currently Springfield 20, Panthers 6. But I think that's a little deceiving, Pete.
Yeah, I'm really a little surprised. The way the game's been going, Mike, the way it started out, I really believe when it got up to 20 to nothing and it was still in the first quarter, I really think that the Springfield kind of let up a little. I think that, this is going to be easy. And then Strathaven came right back, and they've proven tonight they can run the ball against this team. They're getting 3, 4, 5, 6 yards a pop. They have a 72-yard drive for a score. They can – what's really hurt them is a couple of turnovers.
Well, a couple of turnovers. They've made some mistakes. I think in general, you know, they're working against a bigger, faster team, and I think that's led to some issues. But I think the play calling has taken advantage of Haven's strength so far this half. I think the timeout you saw, by the way, the first timeout that Springfield took, I really think was a regrouping. I mean, I didn't really think they were, like, back on their heels going, we don't understand what we're doing wrong here. This should not be happening. I've also noticed, as I pointed out during the broadcast, during the game, that you know, Springfield has backed off of their box play. They're not playing as tight. They are very concerned about that passing game. And you know what? I agree with them, because while there haven't been a lot of completions, Fisher has been spot on. I mean, his throws have been as good as you're going to see a high school ball player. I just think coverage has been very good from Springfield. And, again, we have that problem where we're not getting the separation.
Yeah, I believe in the second half, I still think the Panthers will continue to move the ball and hopefully score. But the issue that I see is our ability to stop Springfield. Yeah, on that last drive, we did pick up a ball off down there around the 15,
right,
and that stopped the drive. But they're getting big chunks, Mike, 8, yeah, 10, 12 yards a chunk. And I'm just afraid that they physically might wear us out.
Well, that's a real concern. You know, we have 8 kids going both ways. Playing defense is exhausting. Actually, most players will tell you that when they're going both ways and they play offense, assuming I can only talk for linemen. I was never a backfield guy, but I was never a running back. But generally, if you had to play both ways, which I did a few times, you know, you looked arrested in the offensive line, particularly if the ball's going away from you. You figure, I'm just going to belly bump this guy and catch a breather. So it is tough, and you're absolutely right. These kids are big. They're fast. They have some very talented players. But, you know, the situation is kind of reversed from last week. Last week we played a team in Lower Marion, had some really good talent with some of their key players, but they couldn't put it all together. They just couldn't link all the plays together and really score.
I think Lower Marion is a team that is growing. Right here you have a Springfield team that is a veteran team.
Oh, no doubt.
They've been to the district finals. I mean, and they returned all their players last year.
Well, a lot of the line
the is defensively,
returned. Yeah, defensively the players returned. What my point is that Haven is a team now that is in that same role. They have some talent out there. They're obviously able to block these kids. They just have to be able to put it together and – as much as you can, mistake-free football. I mean, that one collision in the backfield where, you know,
they were moving the ball, and they stubbed their toe there. Well, I want to give a shout-out to Sean Daly. He's had a fabulous first half.
Absolutely.
And what he's been doing, Mike, is when he gets the ball, he doesn't dance around in the backfield. He's hitting the hole as fast as he can. And before the defensive secondary and the linebackers know it, they're making a tackle 8 to 10 yards downfield. So I would continue doing that. Now I know we talk about passing the ball, and then you really have to mix it up with some passing. But the running plays are working as well.
No, listen, I I'm telling you, and we will never necessarily know this unless we get a chance to talk to Springfield coaches. I think one of the reasons the running game is working is because they have to honor the threat of the pass. You know, Fisher has been, like I said, spot on, and he's thrown passes that had the receiver not been covered quite as well. You know, these would have gone for a long yardage, and we know that there's 2 or 3 running plays where, you know, except for a shoelace tackle, they would have gone for 6. So this could easily be a 20-13, 20-14 game.
Yeah, I would like to see in the second half on their, if they do some more passing, to not only get Foster, but to get a secondary receiver involved. I think they need a secondary receiver because they're keying on Foster, because right now he's the only man that's moving the ball through the air.
O'Connor, I think, caught one. And, you know, they're trying to spread around. I just think that they've got to, you know, I'm very leery of these long passes because we've seen Foster is not getting any kind of separation between his defenders. And Fisher has to just kind of heave it. And we know what the limitations of distance that he has. So he's been throwing a ball in a situation where he had 5 yards. You would have caught those, but he hasn't been able to lead them well enough to get them out.
Let me tell you what I think. And here we go. We always talk about the opening drive, how important it is. This opening drive for the Panthers is their most important drive of the season. And I'll tell you why. Right now it's 20-6. You're basically down 2 touchdowns. The Panthers will receive the kickoff in the second half. Very important. If I'm the Panthers, and, you know, we always talk about, let's throw. I think this time I would keep it on the ground as long as I'm earning chunks of yards for 2 reasons. We can go down there, burn up 6, 7, 8 minutes on the clock. If you can put a touchdown and make it 20-13, now you've got a Springfield team that's thinking about it, right? You've done that. Plus, you've burned clock. You don't want to give them too much time because Springfield can score quickly. So if you take away clock, get them thinking, and make it a 20-13 game, our fourth quarter will be very, very exciting.
That, unless, of course, Springfield comes right back and scores again in
the
third quarter.
They won't.
But here's where I'm not with you, Pete. I mean, I would certainly vote for that if we could pull it off.
Okay.
But here's my thinking: ball possession, ball control. I'm not as concerned with scoring in the first possession, which is unusual for me, because I think we have some time. If we can keep the ball for 10 or 15 plays and turn it over deep, you know, either punt it away.
Yeah, you got to score.
No, but turn it deep and then make the stop. That's going to be the key. So I'm not going to be panic-stricken if we don't score in the first possession, but if we don't score in the first possession and Springfield does another 10, 15 play march down the field – That's got to be tough to beat.
So, I, you know, basically the way I'm looking at it is I want to score, but don't score quickly.
I understand.
I want to burn clock. The longer you have the ball in your hand, Springfield cannot score.
So you'd be opposed for a run back on the kickoff for a touchdown?
I would decline it and say we don't want it. You know? Now, of course I would.
I'll take the 20.
Of course I would take that. But, you know, I'm just saying we need to burn clock. We need to keep it on the ground, mix in some short passes, score, and then give Springfield something to think about going into the fourth quarter.
Okay. Now, that's the game for the next half as the Strathaven Marching Band exits the field. What do you want to talk about on Sunday for Sunday?
Well, I'll reiterate what I said last week when we were playing Lower Marion. I'm breaking down the season into three games.
I called for a win last week
at Washington, and we got a 30-17 win. It was a good win. It wasn't a perfect game, but they got a break at the end there, Mike. I think that last touchdown that Fletcher Cox ran in.
That was his
hand was going forward. Yeah. But we'll take it because, if you remember, there were some bad calls earlier in the game against the Eagles. So they came away with their 30-17 win. And
I thought it was closer than it should have been.
Yeah. The second game this Sunday out at Arrowhead. You've been to Arrowhead. You lived out in that area. I have no idea what it's about out there.
It is like a giant high school stadium.
Yeah, they say that Arrowhead and Seattle were the two loudest fields in the NFL. So the Eagles are going to have to fight that, plus a very, very good Chiefs team. And what I said last week, I continue to say that I think the Eagles will get beat on Sunday, but they won't get embarrassed. It'll be maybe a 5 to 8 point difference, but I don't think they'll win. And then their game three, which is next week, their home opener against the Giants, they'll win by double digits.
Yeah, well, Giants are looking pretty sad.
They are.
So I think
they'll be 2-1 after the third game. But let me just say one thing. If the Eagles win Sunday and make it 2-0, they're on their way to a great season here. Because they've knocked off one of the top teams on the road. They still haven't come home yet. They got the Giants. Then they have to go out and play the Rams, who aren't that great. And, you know, they got a chance to go.
Then they
got
San Diego after that, who isn't that great either. Right? Don't they play in San Diego? Well, it's not San Diego anymore. LA, it's the Chargers.
LA Chargers, yeah. But they're both LA teams.
Right.
Did you know they're going to stay out there?
Well, it doesn't make sense
after
to fly
the first
home,
game.
Yeah.
They're going to stay for the week.
They're going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I know they are. You know, they're going to Disneyland.
All right. Well, that's our report at the halftime. We've got about 8 minutes left as the Springfield Marching Band takes the field, and they'll be playing for a few minutes, and then we're going to come back. Brian is extremely busy on his computers and his phones, and he set up a Western Union telex machine. No, I'm only kidding.
Brian does the work of four men.
Brian is unbelievable.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he hasn't been picked up by ABC or CBS. But in any event,
who would you rather have, Brian or those guys that they had Monday night?
Well, I got news for you. The guys who work professional broadcasting would have a nervous breakdown if they did what we did. They're being fed all the information. They got all these screens around them. Yeah. They got producers. They got, 120 people working the game?
I know.
We got three of us, and we do it all.
You got
and
me.
And we do it all
you
night.
Got me
and
telling
we got
you.
Pete, who, you know, it's on the far side of the field. Forget it. He can't see anything. But that's okay. We can get through this. Anyway, score at halftime is Springfield 20, Haven 6, but it's a little deceiving. Haven's playing a very good game. I think Springfield's got a little few concerns. So we're going to be coming back in just a little bit to hear all of Brian's updates and to get the second half of the game. You're listening to the best broadcast group in high school football, HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Springfield High School. Glad to be here on a warmer tonight than the first 3 weeks. It was about 80 degrees when we got out of the car tonight upon arrival. And
we got our box fan on.
Yeah, the players showing no worse for the wear through the first half, though. 20-6, Springfield on top of Strathaven. Strathaven very much in it. A couple of mistakes for the Panthers cost them. Otherwise, they've moved the ball very, very well. Just quick halftime stats just at first glance here. Nick O'Connor and Ivo Pio with 14 yards apiece on the ground, and Jake Fisher was sacked one time, but the story really was Sean Daly's move to fullback tonight. 15 carries, 90 yards, and the Panther touchdown in the first half. Jake Fisher throwing it tonight, 4 out of 7 in the early going, 3 of those into the arms of Tom Foster for 35 yards, and Nick O'Connor one grab for 18 yards.
But all of them were right on the money, and yeah. I tell you, this game is a much closer 20-6. I mean, that scoreboard is all that counts, but again, as I expressed in the beginning of this, you know, at the pregame, if Haven come out of this with success, even if it's not on the scoreboard, I think that's a big win, and I think heading into next week's game, which is Garner Valley, is going to be another monster game to play. You know, these guys have played one of the best teams so far in the first half of this game, mm-hmm. and in Springfield, and boy, they are really doing well. I think Springfield had a long locker room talk going into that.
So we'll see halftime. What the Panthers can do coming out of halftime. They've not typically been a good second half team. Over the last couple of years, in terms of scoring, if you look at our website, the stat breakdown, season stats, game stats, and so forth. But season stats, third quarter scoring has not been a strength for the Panthers. But hopefully that changes here as they will receive the opening half kickoff for Springfield. Hot start for the junior quarterback, Jack Pozinska. Started 6-for-6 for 64 yards and a touchdown early, but right now 7-for-12 with an interception to go with that touchdown. So the Panthers started to get a little more pressure on him later in the second quarter, started to knock him around a little bit, and it seemed to show up a little bit on the stat sheet. He's found 4 different receivers, though, 2 catches apiece for Kyle Long, Frank Durham, and number 20. Is Jack Spence. I wanted to make sure I got his name right. There have been 3 Spence brothers here, so I just want to make sure I'm not calling him Lucas or anybody else who's played here previously. But Spence, 2 catches for 8 yards. Durham for 2 for 26 and a score. Kyle Long, 2 catches for 30 yards. And then a single catch for the big tight end, number 88, Chris Finizio, converting on a 3rd and 10. He grabbed that one down the seam for 21 yards.
And I'll tell you, some of those catches were spectacular catches.
Oh, yeah.
They were not necessarily great throws. But boy, I'll tell you, the we really haven't talked about the Haven defense, because with 20 points on the board, you think, well, you know, even. But I'll tell you, they've been beaten. There's no doubt about it. But they are getting, it seems like, tougher and tougher as the evening rolls on. As you pointed out, they beat up Springfield pretty good in that last series, including getting to the quarterback a couple of times. So, you know, this could be a very interesting second half. My biggest concern, and Pete expressed it during the halftime show, is, you know, whether they're just going to out-exhaust us, because we got so many kids going both ways. But let's hope that they've got
Springfield.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But, of course, they've got a year's worth of discipline in a lot of cases of doing it.
Yeah.
We don't. But listen, let's hope for the best. These kids do get their sea legs, so to speak, as they play these games. You know, see a lot of cramping and other nonsense going on in the first few games, which we have not seen this year. But then as the season progresses, of course, it cools down. But they get better condition, or used to the time element of the game and the exertion they have to go through. So this could be a great second half, or it could really be a bust. So let's see what happens.
Indeed. And so a couple score updates from elsewhere. We'll start in the Central League first. Haverford looking to go to 4-0, and they're well on their way to it. Very close to a mercy rule in the early going, just a missed extra point away. 34-0 Haverford on top of Harriton. And so Haverford with couple of good wins under their belt already, namely Ridley a couple weeks ago. They are rolling. Still have Garnet Valley looming at some point in the next few weeks, but the Haverford Fords, Joe Gallagher has them on top early, or well, at halftime against Harriton, and looking for a 4-0 start. Speaking of Garnet Valley, they're at halftime as well. Home game tonight against Pencrest. They lead it 21-7 at half. So Pencrest cracked the scoreboard there. Andrew Pigeon, first-year coach, former Ridley quarterback, leading the Lions. We will see them in 2 weeks, and of course Garnet Valley comes to George L. King Field 7 days from now. Also in the Central League, back and forth they went. Upper Darby at halftime leads Radnor 18-14. Upper Darby seemed to be in control of that one, and then similar to the play with the Eagles on Sunday, a lateral pass to the outside fell incomplete, or so Upper Darby thought. It was ruled a live ball, ruled a lateral, and a defensive lineman for Radnor scooped it and scored, and suddenly it was 14-12 Radnor. But quarterback sneak just before halftime has Upper Darby on top, 18-14. The Royals trying to defend their home turf and put a second loss on Radnor this year. Okay, elsewhere around District 1, Upper Perk is 2-1. They're likely going to be 2-2. Cocalico crushing them right now, 35-0 at half. Wissahickon 2-1 also. They are a 5A team and maybe in the hunt for a playoff spot. But they are trailing Quakertown 25-0. They are likely to be in trouble tonight as well. Central Bucks West trailing North Penn 7-0 at last we heard. Neshaminy all over Council Rock North 26-0. Here's a one that's a little closer than some people might have thought. Pensbury, who's looked very good in the early going, leading 0-3 William Tennant, but just by 14-7. Another surprise here, a Delco team at home tonight, so it's a long ride for Perk Valley. I'll give them that. But Perk Valley has been a powerhouse the last couple of years in the Pac-10, a 6A team, going down to a 4A Interboro. Interboro is up 7-0 at halftime.
Wow.
So it says something for Coach Lennox and the Bucks so far. Maybe they can hold on against Perk Valley. Pope John Paul, 28, Schuylkill Valley, 3. Let's see what else we have here. Chichester trying to put an 0-4 start on Phoenixville, and they're on their way to doing it. 20-7 at halftime, Chichester leads Phoenixville. Academy Park struggled early against an 0-3 Boyertown team, but now seem to be taking control. 32-18 Academy Park on top of Boyertown. And two teams looking for their first win, a couple of games of winless teams tonight. Start with Methacton and Pottstown. They are both 0-3. And neither has scored through the first two quarters, so it's scoreless at halftime. There is also talk, and this is just a side note here, Methacton likely to go on strike on Monday. And so Methacton
really
trying to maybe get a win here before they lose their coaches and teachers a couple days from now. One other note here in the Central League. Lower Marion has a win so far this year, looking for a second one. Conestoga's 0-3, we're looking for their first win. Conestoga's 17. Lower Marion 13, so a close one there at halftime. All right, we've come to the end of our halftime. Third quarter action ready to begin. Jack Corey has it teed, the left footer. right between the hash marks, and he's ready to kick it away to John Francis, Tom Foster, and Ebo Pio. He hooks it off to the side, looking for Ebo Pio. Makes the grab at his 12-yard line, looking for him up that left sideline. Makes one man miss momentarily and is spun down at the 28-yard line. Panther offense will take over there and see if they can keep up that momentum of the ground game. If you're joining us late, Sean Daly in place of Zach Hussein at fullback tonight. Daly, 15 carries for 90 yards. The converted halfback, or at least for tonight. And you might think about keeping him there a little more often the way things have gone tonight so far. So Daly, 15 carries for 90 yards, and the Panthers score in the first half. Daly in at fullback, O'Connor on his right hip. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Two tight end set as they set up first and 10 from the 28. It's O'Connor off the left side here, follows Holbert and Morris across the 30 to the 31. Give O'Connor three. Brings up second down and seven. We'll try to keep you posted on other scores as well. St. Joe's Prep, Archbishop Wood, kicked off at 7:30 tonight. Last we saw, St. Joe's Prep on top of Wood 7-0. That's over at Widener tonight. Now it's 7-7, just like that.
There you go.
Wood has just scored. All right, here, second down and seven. Give it to O'Connor again off the left side. He's looking for room, waits patiently, and shoots across the 35 out to the 36, maybe 37. It's going to bring up third down and maybe a yard and a half. Nice patience there from O'Connor.
Yes, it really was. I saw him slow down, and it's at the other side of the field, so it's hard to see. But I was really impressed with that. I thought he was about to get crushed. He was just waiting for a block.
Great Valley 13, Sun Valley 8 down in Aston, so we'll keep you posted there. Here, big third and one for the Panthers from the 36. Fisher's going to keep it himself. Takes a big hit, but he's
I don't know if he made it.
I think he did. The forward progress, I think, is going to give him the 38, 39 maybe. But he paid for it. Fisher stands about 6 foot two, and he's a big enough target for Springfield to line him up. And Fisher picks up 2 yards and a Panther first down. Belleville checks out at tight end. Checking in at split end is Tom Foster. From the 38-yard line, Panthers trailing 20-6, but trying to keep things moving as we get rolling in the second half. 10-15 and counting to play here in the third. Motion man is PO from left to right. Three-step drop and firing to the outside. Foster picks up a block, dances outside, inside. Forward he goes for a few. Second effort will stop him at the 45-yard line, but give him 6, maybe 7 yards. And that's a one-step drop and get rid of it there. So, again, you talked about a short passing attack,
yep.
Mike, and there's an example of it. Foster's fourth grab of the night for 42 yards.
See, what I like about things like that is it just gives the defense so much to think about every time the ball is snapped.
Foster checks out, two tight ends in. Reeves to the right, Belleville to the left. Showing blitz is Clemens. They run off that side right into the arms of Clemens. Nice read there by the Cougar defense. Maybe a yard across the 45 for Daly that time. And in on the stop was... that was Shovelin and Clemens on the stop. Okay. All right. Daly, maybe a yard on his first carry of this second half. They'll snap it from the 46-yard line. Third down and almost three. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Give is to Daly, and he's got himself a first down, I think. It's going to be close. Going to be very close here, and I think they're going to give it to him on forward progress. He's driven backwards by number 20, Jack Spence, but he got the three he needed and will move the chains again. Sean Daly, 17 carries, 94 hard-fought yards, and the Panther touchdown. And now Panthers from their own 48-yard line will be first and 10.
Well, this is what we want them to do. They've taken, 3.5 minutes off the clock already. This is the kind of thing we need to do. And, now if we can finish this whole drive, that would be wonderful. One play at a time.
Still 52 yards from pay dirt here. They'll snap from their 48. Two tight end set again. Under center is Fisher. Showing blitz. Creeping up in the box is Springfield, and they run the bootleg, and Fisher has some room off that left side. Trying to dance around long. He spins away across the midfield stripe and then is met there by a host of other Cougar defenders. Nice work there in pursuit. A nice job by Long to turn him inside where he had help. But that was nice. I mean, they show blitz up the middle and nice call on the bootleg.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, Springfield closed that sucker so quickly.
Yep.
I mean, he looked like he was going to run for a while, and, boy, just suddenly nothing was there.
They'll put it on the midfield stripe. Second down and 8 upcoming. See what the Panthers come up with here. If Springfield continues to crowd the box here. 8 in the box. Give is to Daly off the left side this time. He is stood up by Kevin Deal and others after a short gain of 2. Third down and a maybe 6 when they unpile. Clock ticks, 7:29, 7:28 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Springfield 20, Strathaven 6, but the Panthers with some momentum here and moving it.
Big play here for Panthers. They may consider themselves in 4-down territory.
Upper Dublin on top 28-7 tonight over Cheltenham. Winless Cheltenham right now. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Double wing. Fullback is Daly on 3rd and 6. Fisher, little pop pass to the tight end, and he's got running room, and nice work there. It's not the tight end. Oh, yeah, it is. There's Dan Reeves into Springfield territory, down to the 41, and then a flag on the play. You might have a face mask here. It was right at the point of the tackle. We'll see. That was a nicely designed play. Yeah, shot to the head of Reeves, who seems to be okay. But they're going to give a 15-yard mark off on the personal foul. So give him 16 on the catch and 15 more to the end of the run. First catch of the night for Reeves. Nice delivery there from Fisher, who is now 6 of 9 throwing it for 76 yards. And now Strathaven in business under center, 1st and 10 at the Springfield 21. Two tight end set again. Gives to O'Connor off the left side, following Luke Healy through the hole, picks up a few across the 20, down to the 18. Gain of 3, maybe 4 more for O'Connor. Very, very impressive drive here for the Panthers. Scoreboard or not, this has been a very eye-opening night here for the Panther offense. Half the third quarter is already melted. 6:18, 6:17 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers, 2nd down and 6 from the Springfield 17, trailing by 2 scores but knocking on the door. Give on 2nd down is to Daly. Lots of room off the left side. Lowers the shoulder across the 10, and he's got himself another 1st down,
wow.
I believe.
Wow.
Down to the 9-yard line goes Daly for 8 more. He's crossed the 100-yard mark. First time in his career. He's well over a career high tonight. But the sticks are on the ground. 1st and goal to go, 9 from the 10-yard line. 5:50 and counting to play here before half, or before the end of the third quarter, rather. 2 tight end set. Morris is your fullback. Give is to Daly at halfback this time, back to his left halfback spot, following Morris to about the 8 for 2. 2nd and goal to go.
He's getting up a little slowly, but it's been a long night.
20 carries now for the senior. By far a career high. Jake Fisher jogs the play in from the sideline. They'll snap it from right in the middle of the field, halfway between the hash marks. Sam Burke is your center. He's over the ball on 2nd down and goal. Pio, wing to the left. O'Connor and Daly stand behind Fisher. On 2nd down, Springfield shows blitz. Give is to O'Connor off the left side, and they track it down from that backside. Just too many to block that time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work there by Shields and others to get off their blocks on the front line, but no gain, we'll call it, for Connor. It'll be 3rd and goal from the 8. I know there's not a lot of room to throw it in here, but,
boy
that tight end pop, that tight end pop pass has been awfully good the last year and a half, really. So Fisher to Reeves, it's connected on that a few times over the last couple weeks. 4:34 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers trailing 20-6. See what they can come up with on 3rd and goal from the 8. Fisher turns, gives to Daly, and he is buried. They went off the left side. Maybe spins forward to about the 6. Maybe the 6-yard line will be 4th and goal to go from the 6, and the Panthers down by 2 touchdowns have no interest in a field goal here.
No.
They're going to put it, they'll call it just inside the 7 or just inside the 6. Fourth and goal to go. Here we go. Foster checks out. John Morris checks in. Clock ticks. 3:55, 3:54 to play here in the third. Big play for the Springfield defense. Can Strathaven cash in? Fourth and goal from the 6. Two tight ends. 10 in the box. Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking. Has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Beautiful play call. Beautiful delivery from Jake Fisher. And the Panthers have cut the lead in half. Fourth and goal to go. And with 3:39 to play here in the third quarter, the Panthers have cut it to 20-12, extra point pending.
Wow. What a drive. Everything that we asked them to do, they did. Simply amazing.
Is that all it takes, Mike? Put the request out there, and they'll follow orders for you?
If it works, I'll take it.
Ball spotted. Kick is away this time, and this one, plenty of leg and good. So the first extra point was blocked. This one, up and good. Dan Reeves, second touchdown of the season, has made the cut the lead in half. Springfield 20. Strathaven 13. Now can the defense hold when we come back on havenfootball.net?
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
A 78-yard, 8-plus-minute drive for the Panthers to start the third quarter. And now the score 20-13, Springfield on their heels a bit and trying to get their offense back on the field. Wow, impressive.
Very impressive. Just the amount of time they took off the clock, too, I mean, just was picture perfect. Now can they now they got to complete the second part of this scene, which is they got to hold Springfield. They can't let him score anymore.
All right. Emmett Young has it teed. He's going to kick it deep to Kyle Long, who stands inside his 10 awaiting. Young, the sophomore, approaches. Line drive kick's going to angle Long to his 10-yard line. Coming up the left hash and looking for running room with good speed here across the 35-40. That was very well blocked. He wasn't anywhere near a Strathaven tackler out at the 30, and then he rolls all the way out to the 42-yard line before the Panthers finally get a hold of him. So a lot of two-way starters for both teams. Springfield defense was on the field for 8-plus minutes. Now can they translate the offense here? And now can the Panther defense step up and make a big play here? Jake Fisher to Dan Reeves on a 6-yard touchdown pass. Fisher now 7 for 10 for 82 yards and a score, throwing it. Jack Pazinska, for the first time in this second half, under center with a 7-point lead. Give is to Shovlin. Phil Shovlin up the middle for 2. Nice work there by John Morris and Lee Holbert on the stop. Shovlin to the out to the well, the, that's a generous spot out to the 40s, almost 47-yard line. Call it second down and 7. Shovlin 5 carries for 43 yards. And he can pop one from anywhere on the field at any time. Two receivers to the left of Pazinska. He's looking that way on second down and long. Now he's going to run for it, looking for a block from Long, and he runs into number 24, Nick O'Connor, instead as he crosses midfield. Stop there at the 48-yard line, and it brings up third down and 2. Third down and 2. Well, no, they're going to give him the 48. Call it third and 2, I guess. Pazinska's first scramble of the night. Goes for 5. Now can the Panther defense come up with another big play? Ryan Morris with an interception late in that second quarter was a big play earlier. Can they do something like that again? Instead, they hand to Shovlin. Shovlin straight up the middle, runs through an arm tackle and is tripped up finally at the 41-yard line. Give him 7 more and another Cougar first down. So the Panthers on defense tonight with one stop. They've had one stop and four possessions in that first half. Three touchdowns for the Cougars and then the interception late. Now the nose of the football sitting on the Strathaven 40. Moving right to left here, Springfield, first down and 10. 2:30 and counting to play here in the third. Springfield on top, 20-13. Pazinska, blitz coming. Looking, under heavy pressure, flag on the play. I think you're going to get a hold here. Pazinska's going to take a big hit there. Ball comes out late and out of bounds. Nice tackle there at the 35-yard line, but I think we're going to get a flag at the line of scrimmage. Lee Holbert came flying through the middle there, and it looked like three guys had a handful of jersey there. But that's my look from up here. We'll see what the officials came up with. But the flag sits on the 45-yard line. If this is a spot foul, a spot holding foul, it's going to back up the Cougars a good bit. Illegal procedure, okay, from the line of scrimmage. So somebody lined up in the wrong spot. And they'll move it back to the Strathaven 45. So wipe out the 5-yard run from Pazinska, and it turns it to first down and 15 now. Try to keep you posted on other scores here. Let's see here. Ridley trailing Marple Newtown 7-6 at halftime. Ridley scored late in the first half but had the extra point blocked. All right, St. Joe's Prep 10, Archbishop Woods 7. Here, first and 15 for Springfield. They motion from left to right. Pazinska on the delay, stretch play to the right side, and give it to Shovlin, and Luke Healy gets a cheer from Mike Mayer that time. Healy and Daly combined for a stop for loss there. Shovlin's going to lose three. That stretch play that time did not go well for the Cougars. Back him up to the 49-yard line. It's going to turn into second down and 14 as Shovlin loses four. Just good read and a great job by the outside. That left side of the defensive front on the right side of the Springfield line, of course. But not much momentum there for Shovlin, who stands as the single setback on second down. At about 19, under center is Pazinska. Back to pass, looking, firing down the seam. He's got his man, Durham, who shakes and bakes, has some room back near the original line of scrimmage. He's wrestled down by Foster and Ryan Morris. But he's going to get a good chunk of that back. It'll bring up third down and 5. Durham for 14 on a nice delivery from Jack Pazinska. Pazinska up to 99 yards passing now. A touchdown and an interception.
Well, and the other problem, of course, is they're very much four-down territory.
8 for 13 for the junior quarterback. He's under center. Durham to the right. Long to the left. And number 4, Liam DeFonso, slot left. And now here, timeout before the snap. And defensive coordinator Eric Hollingsworth wants to talk things over on 3rd and 5. All right. We'll take a short timeout with him. A fast-moving third quarter. 28 seconds to play in the third. Springfield holding 7 points, but looking at 3rd and 5 when we come back on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. We miss you. We miss you a ton, of course. But, again, it's been fun to watch the band bouncing right back this year without their longtime director. And Pat Murray and friends doing a terrific job, as always. All right. 3rd and 5, Springfield from the 35-yard line of Strathaven here, moving right to left in this third quarter. Under center is Jack Pazinska. Play fake, back to pass, looking, rolling left, eyes downfield, letting it go near the sideline. It's juggled, and they're going to rule it a catch.
Really? I didn't see that.
Long makes the grab. I think he's going to have a first down. We'll have to check the tape after the fact, but he juggled it, had it pinned to his face mask. Now, did he get his feet down is what was in question, but
we would definitely call for a replay on that, but we don't have that option.
All right. Down to the 24-yard line they go. So an 11-yard connection to Long. Third catch of the night for him for 41 yards. Nice delivery from Pazinska. 110 yards throwing it now. He's under center. First down and 10. DeFonso moves from left to right. Stretch play, nope. Give off the left side. Nice little cutback there by Shovlin, who runs into the arms of Ryan Morris. Tumbles across the 20, down to the 17. So gain of seven more for Shovlin, and kind of a disheartening moment here for the Panthers, perhaps. They've got to snap out of it, and they'll have the fourth quarter to do it. So couldn't get off the field on third down again, but the defense still keeping the Panthers in it. Second and three from the 17 when we start the fourth quarter. Springfield on the move, holding a seven-point lead. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive. Be back in a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Springfield High School. Strathaven trailing 20-13 as we start this fourth quarter. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti with the stats spotting and was our terrific halftime guest. So the Panthers, third and long, has been trouble for them for, well, most of the evening. Done well on first and second down, just have not been able to get off the field on third down, it seems. And so third and five a few moments ago, an 11-yard gain from Jack Pazinska to Kyle Long has kept the drive alive here for Springfield. They lead by 7, 20-13 as we start this fourth quarter, and they'll have it first and 10 from the Panther 18-yard line, we'll call it.
Well, they're actually second and...
I'm sorry. They had the first and 10. We'll call it second and four after Shovlin's six-yard run. All right, here we go. Shovlin single setback. He has it off the left side. Runs away from one man. He's going to be near a first down, but a flag in the backfield in the neighborhood of what is typically holding. We'll see. Ryan Krause came flying through the line there, but did somebody get a hold of him or one of his teammates? This could change things drastically. Instead of first and maybe goal to go,
yep,
they're going to back them up from the 18-yard line. So right at the line of scrimmage, it's going to turn into second down and about 14. Costly penalty here for the Cougars, as Shovlin had a nice run off that left side. Now, second and long for the Panther defense. Moving left to right here is Springfield as we start this fourth quarter, and it was right about this spot on the field where Ryan Morris had an interception. Panthers dialed up. They dialed up a blitz a couple of times there to get to Pazinska. Now they got to watch for that draw play too. This is where McKenzie scored earlier on the rollout. This time on second and long, Pazinska firing to the near sideline, complete to Long, and he is pushed out of bounds at about the 24. So we'll see. Back near the original line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of five or so. Ethan Belleville on the tackle. All right, they'll put it down at the 23. Third and nine. We'll try to get you a Twitter update in just a moment here. Fourth catch of the night here for Long. Three in a row for Pazinska to start this second half in terms of completions. And Springfield now third and nine from the Strathaven 23. Can the Panther defense get off the field? Two wide receivers to the left. Pazinska back to pass. Good pocket. Down the middle he goes. Down the seam it is caught. And into the end zone for a touchdown. The slot receiver is number four, Liam DeFonso.
Boy, I was thrown in coverage too.
Not terrible coverage, but DeFonso goes up to get it. And he had a 28-yard touchdown 2 weeks ago against Conestoga. And here throws a dagger against this Panther defense. They punch it in from the 23. Pazinska right on the money.
Well, I tell you, Haven did half of what they were expected to do. They just couldn't stop Springfield.
Kick is up. The kick is good. 27-13. Springfield answers. A fantastic drive for the Panther offense. Defense couldn't quite get it done. to answer, but still, plenty of time left in this one. 10:41 to play in regulation. We'll take a short timeout and be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Springfield High, 27-13 Cougars. Jack Pazinska, 4 of 4, throwing it on that drive to answer the Panthers' fantastic scoring drive to start the third quarter. So each team with one possession, each team put it in the end zone. So here we are, 27-13. I apologize for not sending out a Twitter update. I'm having some connection problems. Can't seem to get onto the network, but we'll get that figured out maybe during the next time out. Here, Jack Corey, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to John Francis at the 10-yard line, looking for running room straight up the middle. Francis with a hop over one man, and oh, it was a shirt tail away from breaking it. But that shirt tail does drag him down at the 35-yard line. Nice blocking there. Had a little wedge, and the freshman with a nice return to put the Panthers in good shape here. 10:34 to play here in regulation. So, question now becomes, can the Panthers score quickly, but maybe not too quickly? Just stick with the script. I mean, the ground and pound, mix in some short passes, but I wouldn't do much of anything different at this point. Two tight end set, wing to the right. On first and 10, from the 35, Fisher turns, gives to Ebo Pio, makes one man miss and shifts his way outside, turns the corner on that right side, and down the right sideline near first down yardage. We'll check the spot over there.
I tell you, I am so impressed with these young men. They are up against a tough team, and they are just finding holes and making holes and first down.
Ebo Pio shifts his way to 10 and a first down, nose of the football at the 45-yard line. Just a sophomore. We're excited about what is still to come. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. Three-step drop. Looking. Firing to the outside. Foster makes a catch and makes one man miss and is run out of bounds. But not till he picks up the Cougar 34, maybe 30. Let's see where they're going to put it down. The 32-yard line. Give him 23 and another Panther first down. 65 yards receiving. And Jake Fisher has now hit 5 in a row.
Win, lose, or draw, this has been a much better game than I think a lot of us here thought it was going to be.
Tight end to the left is Ethan Belleville. Tight end to the right, Dan Reeves. Wing left, Ebo Pio, and the give is the fullback. And straight up the middle goes Sean Daly. Oh. Ball pops out, and going the other way is Jaden McKenzie. Fisher trying to catch him, but won't. He's across the 50, the 40. Jaden McKenzie looking for his second fumble return of the season, and he will go. 65 yards. Daly fighting for extra yardage, had it pop out. And McKenzie, who had a 96-yard fumble return for a score against Glenn Mills in the opening week.
What's his number? I'm sorry.
Number 13 goes 65 for a score there, and that could be the backbreaker.
Yep.
Oh, that one hurts. So, it's... My goodness, this game is not going to be as close on the scoreboard now as it deserves to be, but...
Yep.
Boy, that's a tough one because Daly had another 7 or 8 yards there before the ball popped out. Kick is away and good. Jack Corey punches it through. 34-13 Springfield. A couple of Strathaven mistakes have hurt them tonight. Second turnover, both turned into points for Springfield. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. See if the Panthers can snap out of it when we come back for more fourth quarter action on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Springfield High, 34-13 now. Springfield on top of Strathaven, who was on the move and looking to cut into a two-touchdown lead, but a fumble goes 65 yards the other way. High end of run, kickoff comes down to John Francis. Straight ahead he goes, and Francis, still on his feet, runs through a tackle and out to the 37-yard line, and he's going to be fun to watch as well in the years ahead. There is some speed and some talent under that number 22 jersey. So we'll see what the Panthers can come up with here after a heartbreaking turnover there. But there's been no quit in them all night. I wouldn't expect anything different over the next nine-plus minutes of action here in regulation. Split end to the right, Tom Foster. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. Toss play. Looking for room is Ebo Pio, and I think you're going to get a motion penalty here, but Pio is going to pick up maybe the line of scrimmage or maybe one more, but we'll see. We're going to check this flag here. Let's see what the call is from here. And, yeah, an illegal shift is the call against Strathaven. So move it to first and 15 as Springfield will accept the penalty. And, yeah, tough break here for the Panthers, digging themselves a little bit of a hole. So 9:45 and counting to play here in the third quarter. I'm sorry, fourth quarter. John Morris will check in at fullback. Ebo Pio will check out. Sean Daly tonight, 22 carries for 115 yards. Sam Burke is over the football. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Double wing. Motion man is Daly. Play fake. Back to pass. Looking. Fisher under heavy pressure. Fires the outside. Incomplete. Looking for Tom Foster. Looking to set up like a bubble screen out there, perhaps. But we'll... couldn't get it going that time. So that's the first incompletion of this second half for Jake Fisher. 8 out of 12 for 105 yards and a score for the junior tonight. Trying to get you some score updates from elsewhere here, but still having some
They want us to
problems.
Reset our link to the internet, and that would kill our broadcast for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, so we won't be doing that, certainly. Foster, split end to the left. Wing to the right on second down and 15. Eight men in the box. Gave on a quick hitter. The trap play goes next to nowhere. Nice work there by Big 61 and 32 Clemens. So 61 being... Dan Penistry. So maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. Luke Healy's going to check out at the moment. Checking into the game for Strathaven. A guard is Chris Tagliaterra. Luke Healy hobbling a bit. So hopefully things are okay there for the right guard. Tagliaterra checks in at right guard. It's third down and 14. Under center is Fisher. Back to pass. Three-step drop. Looking. Firing to the right side. Has Foster in and out of his hands. Good coverage by DeFonso. Not much room either way there, even if he hauled it in. But fourth and 14 now, and the Panthers trailing 34-13, 8:22 left. They're going to bring the punt team on for just the second time tonight. So, again, that says something about the Panthers. I mean, Krause here midway through the fourth quarter is punting for just the second time. But, you know, two costly turnovers tonight. These fumbles just continue to haunt.
Well, they're going for the extra yards, and at some point you got to decide you got to go down.
Single return man is long. Wouldn't shock me to see the Springfield come after this one.
Nope.
Nope, they won't. They'll set up the return. And a wobbler off the foot of Krause. It's going to take a sideways hop and then a Strathaven roll across the 40, 35, down to the 30, and it's down there by Sean Daly. So good punt right there. 37 on the punt, no return, and Springfield takes over first and 10 at the 30-yard line. So Springfield, Pencrest next week for the Cougars. They finish their season with Marple, Garnet, and Haverford.
Ooh,
so talk about
that
will get them ready for the playoffs and then some, and likely, very likely, could decide the Central League title over those 3 weeks. Trying to get you score updates from elsewhere, but not able to connect from here.
What did
so
you want to try mine?
Just if you want to try work? Twitter, that's fine. But you've got enough going on there, Mike. We'll try to keep it posted. Maybe later or certainly in a post-game show. All right, checking into the game at quarterback for the first time is Max DeFonso. Or is it? Was that 16 checking in there? No, okay, sorry. Now, straight up the middle goes McKenzie, and Jaden McKenzie's going to rip off 11 more yards. DeFonso checked in at tight end, rather. Looked like he stopped under center there for a moment, but McKenzie with a big-time 65-yard fumble return for a score, but now has topped the 100-yard mark. Believe it or not, that's his first carry of the second half. 8:01 to play here in regulation. But Springfield really only has had one other possession in this second half and turned it into a scoring drive, of course. But at this point, it's kind of academic. So here, Panther defense trying to come up with another big play. 34-13 Springfield, first and 10 from their 41. Give is to McKenzie right up the middle, and Panthers will hang on to wrap him up there. That's Belleville on the stop after a gain of just two. Strathaven, on the other hand, in the weeks ahead, Garnet Valley at home, first home game for the Panthers, finally at George L. King Field next Friday night against Garnet Valley. So no easy task there. Then a short week, Thursday night game at Pencrest. So Pencrest was playing Garnet Valley tough tonight. Haven't heard a score update, haven't been able to check that since halftime. But at any rate, Panthers will get some home games over the next few weeks for at least. Here, second down and 9. Play fake, and Pazinska looking, rolling to his right, has time, firing to this near sideline, juggled by Durham, who still juggling, makes the catch. Tom Foster shoves him out of bounds at about the Panther 41-yard line. So, gain of, call it 17 more, but again, that rollout from Pazinska, and he does a great job keeping his eyes downfield, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this—you can tell the whole air has been let out of the bag for out of the balloon for Haven. This is just finishing the game now and trying to hold these guys. But as the whole mood has changed dramatically in the last few minutes.
Two tight ends. Give is to McKenzie right up the middle, and he's running like he has fresh legs. And why not? You know, he and Shovlin have shared the carries all year. They, when it's all said and done, when the game finishes, most of the time they're within a few carries of each other, splitting the reps at tailback. But he picks up six more there, and it's a nice luxury to have. And maybe, you know, that might be something to think about as Lee Holbert checks out. Sam Burke checks in on the defensive line for the Panthers. As good as Sean Daly has looked at fullback tonight, maybe he sees some time there in the weeks ahead, and you mix in some other halfbacks.
Yeah.
Pazinska, two tight end set, gives to McKenzie again on second and 4. He's going to have a first down as they picks up the 30-yard line.
In it
linebacker now is for the Panthers as well as John Prochniak, the sophomore.
I've got Marple Newtown leading Ridley 14-6.
Okay. We'll see if we can get a Garnet Valley score or others later on. But Academy Park all over Boyertown, 44-18 there. So we'll end the 32-14 now. Upper Darby pulling away from Radnor. Here, first and 10 Springfield from the Strathaven 30. Pazinska under center, two tight ends. Two receivers to his left. McKenzie is the tailback, and he takes the handoff, looking for him off the right side.
Ooh.
Into the secondary he goes, and he's going to score. 30-yard run earlier in the game, 30-yard run again. McKenzie with the exclamation point on his 13th carry of the night. Give him 141 yards, three rushing touchdowns, and one on defense. Number 13's been the story tonight.
Yep, hands on the hips for the Panthers. Yep. I don't blame them. They were in this game for so long, and then the fourth quarter, you know, you talked about it earlier, the second half has not been their forte, but part of that is because they're exhausted.
Yeah.
And you get a fumble recovery that goes for a touchdown for 70 yards or 65 yards or whatever it was.
Jack Corey on for the extra point. Ball spotted, kick is away, and the kick is good. All right. Well, Panthers will get another crack at it on offense when we come back, but it's been a second half dominated by the Cougars. Panthers have had their moments, but mistakes have hurt. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
We'll let Mike Mayer maybe update the Twitter here as the wheels have fallen off here late in the third and early in the fourth quarter for the Panthers. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, it was 20-13. Now, just a few football minutes later, 41-13, the Cougars have scored three more times. Jack Corey has it teed and ready to go. High, end over, and kicks angling towards the sideline. Ibo Pio is going to watch this one sail out of bounds, so illegal procedure, and the Panthers will bring the offense back onto the field here with 5:26 to play in regulation. So, Panthers, again, they're going to have a lot to talk about, a lot to feel good about tonight, and the scoreboard will not reflect it. And that's just one of the things that's sometimes hard for a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid to understand. But when you look at the game tape here, I think there's going to be a lot to feel good about.
I agree. I think this has been, you know, for 3.5 quarters, this has been a game that Haven was in every second of it. Unfortunately, it's going to go in the books. It's looking very poor, but it really was an excellent outing for them.
Two tight end set. Wing T behind Fisher. On first down, the give is to Daly, who's wrapped up immediately. Oh, no, it was a nice, they faked me out again. And, oh, there's a horse collar tackle on Ibo Pio, who went on the Mustang sweep, and he gets up a little worse for the wear.
He grabbed his right thigh, so
McKenzie wrestles down Pio by the back of the neck there, and ouch. Horse collar tackle is going to give the Panthers a first down here. That was dangerous. 15-yard penalty at the end of the run. We'll put this into Springfield territory. Give Pio two on the rush. Six carries for 26 yards for the sophomore. That's been his busiest night of the year on offense. Hopefully he is okay. He doubles as the starting free safety here. All right.
Pottstown still leads Methacton 6-0 at the end of the third.
All right.
You had that much?
O'Connor checks in at halfback. James Harper checks in at halfback as well alongside of Daly from the 48-yard line. Fisher gives to James Harper, and he is slammed down. Well, they're just teeing off right now.
Well, he broke right through his block.
Yeah, McKenzie just unloaded on the sophomore Harper, and Springfield's just absolutely can just fire on all cylinders at this point.
You know, Connor was trying to block him, and he just went right through him and just crushed him. Mm.
So Harper loses a couple on his carry and brings up second down and 12. Ball back at the midfield stripe. Fisher under center. Two tight end set. Play fake. Back to pass. Fisher under heavy pressure here. Gets steps away from one man. He's going to run away. And then there's another high, heavy hit. Comes from Derek Strain. Mm. Who lets him know back at the 40-yard line. And it's going to bring up third down and long. Now it's don't get your kids hurt with 4 minutes left.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting concerned is you can't afford an injury here.
Mass substitutions now for Chris Britton on the defensive side of the ball here.
So that's a good
Springfield,
sign.
Springfield, yep. And they may need to call timeout. We'll have to see here. Ball back at the 40-yard line. Strathaven looking at fourth down. I'm sorry, third down and 22. Tom Foster, split end to the right. Fresh legs. Second string defense in there for Springfield. Give us to Nick O'Connor, and he is buried as well. So, second string, yes, but still guys that are fresh legs now.
And
so,
making a name for themselves. They want their moment.
Yep, so O'Connor loses a yard there. So, not a great series there for the Panthers, but just trying to keep everybody healthy now with a fourth and 23 upcoming here. All right, Ryan Krause will punt it away. Stands deep to waiting the snap at about his 26-yard line. Springfield won't send anybody deep here. Long snapper. It's Chris Rossini. It's a good one. Krause booms one. Terrific kick. Spiraling and going to take a Strathaven roll inside the 20. Down inside and stops dead at the 18-yard line. Terrific kick again. 41-43 on the punt. No return, and the Panther defense back on the field. And my guess is we're going to have to get the roster out, Mike, and start looking at some new names here.
Yep.
2:52 to play in regulation, 41-13. Strathaven trailing Springfield, and looks like we'll have some mass substitutions here for the Cougar offense. So Strathaven will continue to see this losing streak stretch another year here.
Right.
It's been since 2012 that Strathaven has had an offer against Springfield, and we'll have to wait till 2018 to see if they can change that. Timeout on the field. See if we can keep it right here and get an update.
That's
from a while ago. Yeah, LaSalle was on top of Archbishop Carroll 28-6 last I saw. And we'll see what else we can come up with on Twitter here. 39-14, Upper Darby all over Radnor now. That was close for a little while. But at this point, old news. It was 14-12 Radnor, and then it's been all Upper Darby since. Much like we said a minute ago, 20-13 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, and Strathaven very much had the Cougar faithful here nervous.
Yes, very
and,
much.
And then Jack Pazinska had a terrific drive to open the second half. In fact, he's been perfect in the second half altogether, 5 for 5 throwing it. Had a little bit of a rough stretch at the end of the first half, but he bounced back quickly. And now we've got some substitutions into the game. Number 10, Kevin Minnis, is your sophomore quarterback. I'm sorry, your senior quarterback in for the first time for Springfield. He takes the snap, turns, and gives it straight up the middle to, that was number 10, Ben Kona. In on defense for the Panthers, the freshman Evan Blake. Sam Burke is in there at linebacker, number 54. For the Panther is Alex Jihadi. James Harper in at defensive back. Zane Mazur at corner. Number 8 is Jais Davis in at free safety. And Arian Ford out at the boundary corner. Second down upcoming for Springfield and 6 from their own 21-yard line. Minnis. Give on the delay and looking for room and first down yardage. Nice work there by number 18, Evan Blake, the freshman, on the stop there, but not before number, who was that? Dotsikas was number 6. He takes it out to the 30-yard line. First and 10 as they picks up. Dotsikas picks up 8.
All right. I'm looking for the local teams. I'm not getting much here.
All right. Well, we'll have reason to check in on the website in the days ahead. Lots of score updates and more news coming on havenfootball.net.
6 minutes ago. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. First and 10. From the 30-yard line, Springfield trying to run out the clock. Give inside to Sikas, and he is wrapped up nicely by number 45, who had an interception a week ago. That's Brian Gunn, the sophomore. Had a pick against Harrington last week.
Upper Darby's beaten Radnor pretty good, 32-14.
Yep. Jake Shaw also into the game now for Strathaven, along with 64 Matt Doughty, or Dowdy, rather.
St. Joseph Prep 17, Archbishop Wood 7.
Okay. John Prochniak in at inside linebacker alongside of Gunn. Here, second down and 9 from the 31. Minnis under center. for the Cougars. Give straight up the middle. This is Dotsikas again. He's looking for room and stretching it out to that left edge. He has first down yardage across the 40 out to the 42, so give him 11 more. Dotsikas keeping busy here. He's picked up 19 more yards on his first three carries. Clock ticks, 54 seconds, 53 seconds. Springfield may be able to run one more play. JV game coming on Monday. That'll be, again, see if what the Panthers JV team can do.
All right. And then Jack Hunt's special memorial concert. And well, not concert, but halftime show. And
next Friday.
Next Friday should be packed. Get a seat early. Yep. Get here early.
All right. Minnis under center. 29 seconds, 28 seconds. Could be the last snap of the game. Turns, gives to Dutzika. Straight up the middle, picks up two. Maybe two. Nice stop there again by Prochniak. And clock ticks. 16 seconds, 15 seconds, and they will head to the sidelines and line it up on the 50. So Panthers put up one heck of a fight for almost three full quarters, but Springfield put together a couple big drives and one huge defensive play by Jaden McKenzie to end it. 41-13 is your final. The Cougars stay unbeaten, stay atop the Central League, and looking to repeat as Central League champs. Congratulations and good luck moving forward to Coach Britton and the Cougars. Panthers fall to 2-2, but 7 days from now get another crack at it at home for the first time against Garnet Valley. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment for a quick recap and a little bit more news. Glad you're listening, either live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Springfield High School. The Panther band playing on the far sideline. They're saluted by their Panthers, but for the first time in 3 weeks, not able to smile quite as much about the result on this one as they fall 41-13, snapping a two-game win streak. But, again, Mike, we talked about it a couple times during the broadcast. There will be reasons to feel good about a game like this. A couple of mistakes early in the first half. Huge mistake on the fumble and return for the score. Yep. There is really the difference. But, you know, that's where good teams will that's what makes good teams, honestly. And Springfield has had quite a run here for two of the last 3 years.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. And you know, those – when you're a good team, you take advantage of those mistakes. I mean, that was a pretty dramatic taking advantage of. But that's the way the ball popped out. It went to his arms. There was nobody on that on the left side of the field. He just took off to the left, and you know, you gave it to one of your faster guys, and there was no catch, and that was the end of the story. But a very well-played game for three and a half quarters. He even did much better than expected. I really feel good. I mean, we're going to go into next week's game saying, hey, look, Garner Valley's tough, but you know what? Mm-hmm. We get the ball to bounce our way a couple of times, we could pull this thing out. So I'm very encouraged by this. This is a loss that when we certainly looked at the schedule, said this could very easily be a loss. But I think we played probably 100% better than we had expected. I think these kids are coming into their own. And remember something, our objective here is to play well enough to get into the playoffs, and then it gets serious.
Right.
So, and I don't want to mean that it's not serious, but my point is that we can afford to have a few games like this, particularly where we kind of anticipate that we may lose it and get into the playoffs. But by that time, what kind of team may we be? And that's that's really, you know, if we can get Fisher to lock in, the lead is his receivers a little bit better. If your receivers can find a little more separation, get your key running back back. You know, there's so many things that could happen here. I think, you know, that this has got a lot of potential, and I'm very much looking forward to next week and the week after, and we'll see where we can go as the weather gets a little cooler.
Yep, Fisher looked awfully good tonight at quarterback. Sean Daly with a career high, having never played fullback in his life before the other day. You know, again, over 100 yards, a career high for him. The defense held up very nicely for the most part. and against a very good, balanced Springfield team. So, again, lots to feel good about. Tough one coming up next week with Garnet Valley.
Absolutely.
And then Pencrest the following Thursday should open a stretch there where the Panthers can be very, very competitive and certainly make some noise in the Central League and perhaps then the 5A District 1 playoffs. So thanks to everybody at Springfield for getting us set up here. Always nice to be back. We were here for a playoff game last year as well with Springfield and Henderson, and it's always a good time. So thanks to Glenn Mallon and everybody here at Springfield. Thank you again for joining us live or on the archive. Thank you to Pete Fulginetti for the stats and the spotting, and Mike Mayer doing a fantastic job. Even when my computer went down, you did a super job.
We'll work on that for next week.
We'll get that figured out 7 days from now. 7:30 kickoff next week at George L. King Field. There is a pregame, as Mike said. Get there early if you want a seat. A tribute to Jack Hans, and we'll try to keep our voices from cracking through most of next week. But it's going to be a special evening next Friday night and certainly next Saturday as well. So more to talk about 7 days from now. But in the meantime, check back this weekend for scores, play of the game, and a whole lot more. Glad you've joined us live around the archive. 41-13 Springfield over Strathaven. It's been fun, though. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.